Welcome back to NFL Rants and Raves. This is Steven Miranda.
And this is Jeff Ellis for Hall of Fame Saturday, August 7th, 2010.
Episode 6.16, the NFC East assessment show.
Steven, would you know anything about the NFC East? I mean, should we really be talking about something that you know so little about?
I know. I have not even researched this division at all.
Oh, wait. You could do this whole show by yourself, couldn't
probably,
you?
Probably.
So why am I here?
Because it's a dual show.
We do a tandem.
Yes,
we do. By the way, show number 340 for those keeping track.
That's right. Episode 616 is 340 overall. We're fast approaching 350.
Are we going to have a special show for 350?
Well, I don't know. 350 doesn't quite have the sound of 300.
It doesn't sound anything like 400. Or 400. Or 500.
Oh, gosh.
Could you imagine 500?
We're
going to have Jerry Rice and Emmitt Smith in studio for show 500. Prediction.
Yeah.
Just saw my personal Facebook post.
Yes. No, I haven't.
I wrote, Jeff Ellis wishes that this is the last Hall of Fame day that I am at home.
Ah, very interesting.
I hope from this point forward to be in Canton.
Yeah, well, you know, this is the one I wanted to be at, so
no,
I don't really care.
No shoot Sherlock, man. I hear that, bro.
So
the last of the triplets getting inducted today, and it would have been a fun day to be at, and the Cowboys are playing tomorrow.
Yes, they are.
To kick off the preseason. Did you people hear what I said? Preseason.
From here on, there will be football every single weekend.
Every freaking weekend.
Until the second week of February.
32 games, all in high def on NFL Network.
Wow.
And for those of you overseas, don't miss NFL.com. You go there, you can sign up, and you can get NFL Network on your computer. They are not paying us for that, but you can.
Yeah,
they should
pay
us for that.
So, let's just get to the show. We got lots to talk about. We got some news. Someone has passed the test.
And someone else didn't. We'll get to that.
Well, you just gave it away.
Did I? No. Well, because
you gave it away.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you did.
All that right after this.
After what?
After this.
Okay. Bringing American football to the world, it's Steven Miranda and Jeff Ellis with NFL Rants and Raves. I work so hard to keep the results a secret for only the show donors, and in the first 15 seconds of the show, you just tell the whole world.
Well, Steven, there's knowing the results and there's seeing the results, and they are radically different, are they not?
Well, still, they know the results, though.
Okay, I know the outcome of a football game, so there's no point in watching it.
Absolutely.
No. Wrong. Why is there such a thing as called NFL replay on Tuesdays and Wednesdays?
You know what? Those are the best games of that weekend. And I have probably already watched them.
And I'd like to see them again.
Yeah, well.
With all the background stuff that goes on. And you want to see all the background stuff of this because I think this is one of the better videos you've ever put together, Steven.
Really? One of the better videos I've ever put together.
Seriously.
Of me.
Yeah, of you.
Yes.
But the whole thing, the way that you did it split screen with the clock and all, it was really cool.
Yes, well, you know.
Very, very fancy.
I'm professional like that.
You are professional like that.
Show donors, if you haven't been out to the site, go to it, nflrnr.com/show-donors. You can go and see the video now. You get the full thing. The little teaser is on the front page.
Yeah, go out to our website and you can see a teaser.
So everybody else, you can go to www.nflrnr.com, see the teaser. If you're a show donor, you can go on to the show donor page and see the full thing. Exclusive interviews afterwards.
What I loved was going on simultaneously, and we didn't get any video of this, was some former NFL players that are going to the UFL or somewhere else that just got cut by the Rams, one of them, and they were working out with a coach there at Pasadena High School football field, and oh my gosh, have you seen physical specimens like that?
Yeah, that dude, I want to have that dude's body. As a matter of fact, I'm now going on record as saying that my whole goal over the next 365 days is to get back to some sort of shape that is nowhere near what that guy looked like.
Thank you.
But a lot better than what I look like now.
Okay, that's a good goal. That's a reason goal. That guy's body was chiseled. And trust me, when he's 40, he ain't looking like that anymore. I promise he's not. It's not possible unless you're under 40. That guy,
I said, man.
If I had a body like that, I would never wear a shirt.
Why would you?
I would go into my closet and there'd be so much more room because there'd only be pants in my closet.
Or shorts.
Be awesome. Pants. Well, those aren't in my closet. Those are in drawers.
Yeah, okay.
There'd just be pants. And a suit jacket, because occasionally, you know, you got to do stuff for TV. But there's no shirt underneath the suit jacket, trust me. Just my ripped pecs and my six-pack abs, man.
No, oh, he looked good, and he was the one that was rolling on the ground after I was done.
I didn't see that. I was too busy, worried about the filming and everything like that.
Yeah, no. Worried about the filming walk in front of the camera, Mr. Filming Guy.
At the very end.
Yes, when it's most important, when you're struggling to see what's going to happen.
The penultimate moment?
Yes. I actually saw him because he was on the other side of where I was finishing.
Well, that time they were running the hills.
And this was before they went up to the hills. They were stretching.
Up and down hills. Yeah, what are those called?
The hills. Hill repeats.
But sideways?
Yes.
Jeez Louise. What those guys
were doing. And sideways and backwards. They even did it backwards.
They were running backwards down a hill.
I remember those drills. Those were awesome.
I did stadiums. That was the closest thing I ever came, was I had a coach man.
Anyways, lots to talk about. Today is Hall of Fame Day, where the men who were men at specific positions were going into the Hall of Fame.
And I tell you, this is probably one of the biggest induction classes that I can remember. It's not just the superstars. You know, everyone keeps saying
Emmitt Smith
and Jerry Rice and five others. It's like, come on, guys, seriously? You're just talking about Emmitt Smith and Jerry Rice because truly, this is a class in and of itself.
It is.
And
it
just
is.
To limit it that way to those two guys is very unfair. Just because they are two of the greatest that played in our generation and played at their particular positions doesn't mean that it's some little lesser thing.
Oh,
Steven, no autoplay. Remember, if you own websites, no autoplay allowed. In Rants and Raves land, we don't permit autoplay. We think it's rude.
Yeah.
We just think it's rude. That's all there is to it.
Well, Hall of Fame weekend is here. It kicks off with the enshrinement tonight. Tomorrow, the Hall of Fame game is played. The Dallas Cowboys
and
will be
Bengals.
Facing the Cincinnati Bengals.
Mean and angry.
The Denver Broncos continue to get rocked injury-wise. First was Elvis has left the building. Doomerville with a torn pectoral muscle.
Oh man, that bummed me out.
And he was out. They were saying maybe he'd be back by December, but now it's like he's out for the year. And then the guy who they were going to hope was going to be replacing him, Jarvis Moss, broke his hand yesterday at practice.
Notice I didn't kill him all the way.
Yes.
He could be back.
Yeah, he could be back because of a broken hand. Well, they went out and they signed White. Lindell White, Jeffrey.
I must give this to Coach McDaniels.
But wait a minute.
Unfortunately, he's... What?
He left practice with the trainers with an undisclosed injury today.
But I want to give...
Okay, so give... Buckhalter. No Sean Moreno.
Yes, I know Sean Moreno.
Not Lindell White. Moss. Doomerville. And you're like, who's next? Tebow?
No. Don't say that about Tebow.
Well, they should see the pictures. Today they were practicing a muddy football drill called fumble drill. It's a fumble drill.
I know the fumble drill, but why would you do that today?
They were doing it today in like mud, in a mud field, like a mud field. I don't know. Did you see the longest yard?
Well, I saw the original.
Okay, but did you see the new one?
No, and I've seen female mud wrestling, so it can't be that different.
Okay. Well, in the new one, there's this big scene where they're out in the jail, in the prison, and they're in the field, and the warden's gets wind that they're starting to practice really good.
Right.
So he doesn't want them to practice, so he just wets the field and just makes it a complete disaster. And then they're like, we got to still practice, guys. And they go out and they play this muddy football. That's pretty awesome. That's what the Broncos did today.
I just, you know, when you hear this constantly, every 15 minutes in practice, and it's an ambulance coming, you got to ask yourself, maybe I need to take a little easier on these guys and start pacing myself.
You would think, there's come on.
NFL Network,
NFL.com,
you guys are putting the autoplay everywhere.
Yes, they are. And you can't even stop it.
You
can't
mind yourselves.
Stop the autoplay, which is crazy.
So,
but here, I want you to see these.
I'm watching right now.
See the
Broncos
mud?
Training camp. I see the mud, and they're putting the ball
out there
in the middle.
Get it, Tebow!
Out there, splash!
He didn't get the football.
And then
you got to get the football.
But he got
Tebow.
Gatorade. He got Gatorade right at the end. Two buckets full were dumped on top of him at the end.
You got to come up with the football.
That's the point of the drill.
You guys got to go to this video. NFL.com. Go to their videos. Broncos training camp.
Put up with the autoplay commercials. Wait, but it is fun. They're hosing him down.
They're hosing him down as he goes.
And they're throwing buckets of Gatorade.
I like that guy. Who's that?
He went after that 88. I don't know.
That was that the rookie. That was a rookie wide receiver, Demaryius Thomas.
Okay,
that's good stuff. Anyways.
See the rooks. doing what
good
they need
stuff.
To do.
Broncos get all wet. Look at it. They're wetting him down before he even goes for the ball.
They continue to splash it. That's a good video. NFL.com yeah. video.
Yes, a good Broncos. Video. Broncos training camp. Good yep. stuff.
Now, I haven't packed yet because we had our first fantasy football draft this morning. What?
You're leaving in the morning.
I'm leaving. Not on a jet
plane either. Niners camp.
Niners camp is on the docket.
You're going on a jet propeller, twin propeller plane?
I'm going on my barely six-cylinder 2000 Avalon that really Ooh. Runs more like a three-cylinder Ooh. These days.
Wait
I hope
minute.
It gets me there safely.
Hey, let's just... The company isn't going to pay for when you break down out in the middle of nowhere and someone's got to come pick you up.
The company is not paying for my hotel.
Okay.
The company is not paying for my petrol.
This is a Stephen Miranda, this is a Jeff Ellis trip.
This is my own trip. Okay. But the only thing that the company pays for is things we do together.
Yes, yes.
If we have a business lunch,
because I'm just thinking, you know, you're going to be driving up there and the next thing you know.
Yeah, my car, my tranny is going to drop out and I'm going to go, wow, what's that?
You're
in
going
the rear
over
mirror?
What is that, Grapevine?
It's called Pacheco Pass. Oh, yes. I'm thinking where I drive hardest is there's a shortcut from the 5 freeway that bifurcates.
Yes.
Good word, huh?
Yes.
Bifurcates California into two halves and then continues all the way up into like freaking Alaska.
Yes. It's because all the women there are named Kate. And so when you leave it, you get bifurcates.
Oh, nearly clever. That was really good.
I just thought maybe that's what it was.
Work, busy bee.
There you go.
Okay. And
I'm in a good mood today. Despite the disaster, I feel exceptionally well.
What disaster? Are you giving things away?
No, I'm not. I'm just saying.
You're in one piece.
I feel great.
You look great.
I worked out again this morning.
Did you?
I'm on a mission, Jeffrey.
Did you clean the pool?
I did clean the
That's
pool.
What I mean by working out.
No,
skim the leaves off the top since the lettuce got a front over?
No, I did do that
and
too.
Did you sweep a little?
We cleaned the chair that you're in. It looks brand new.
I thought this was a good chair. I didn't know you were actually putting me.
You like in some rocking chair or something.
We put the cat out of the bag now? We moved the studio.
Yes, the studio is finally in Casa de Miranda.
It was last show, but we didn't want to tell
anybody.
Yeah,
we didn't.
In case something went catastrophically wrong, we didn't want to let anybody know. So we wanted things to be up to our typical top-notch rants and raves standards.
Yes.
We have to have standards. If you don't have standards,
you don't have anything.
You don't.
We even have the I love Brett Favre.
Oh, you got the on-the-air backup on.
And the on-the-air is back. Look at the room.
It's dark in here, Stephen. It's hard to look at the room.
Here.
It's like my house.
Would you
it's
like
dark.
For me to turn on some light?
No,
okay.
It'll get warm. And I'm sitting under the cool zone.
Yes, cool zone is good.
Stephen and I are close enough that we can actually punch each other.
Why would you do that to me?
I don't know what you're about to say.
Okay.
We've got to be the dumbest team in America.
Because remember that. I mean, that's a possibility, and I might have to punch you.
Okay. Well, I'm not the dumbest team in America.
Or I might have to kill you. I mean, you never know.
Oh, man. I'm excited. I'm excited about the day. I'm excited. And Emmett's last.
Emmett is last.
So that's going to be a long.
He's going to ball his freaking head off. Because you know, Stephen, what I'm looking forward to now, nearly as much as the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Is. The Hall of Fame announcement class for next year.
For next year.
Because that happens at the Super Bowl. I forgot all about that.
It's
remember the
stuff.
Thing? I mean, that was where Emmett was sitting and Irvin was interviewing him last year, and they just were freaking crying their eyes out on stage.
Right.
Anytime you get grown men crying for the right reasons, it is a good thing.
I see.
It is pure and it's good. And it was funny. Mike said something else today on NFL Network. Mike Irvin was basically saying, see, we're football players and we're accustomed, maybe it was Rod Woodson, who said, usually, if you're feeling emotional, you go out and you hit somebody. He says, but up there, there's just a podium. You
can't hit anybody.
There's no one to hit, so you just end up crying your eyes out. There's nothing you can do about it, because there's no one to hit.
Well, Michael was crying like a baby.
He did, and so was Rod. Remember Rod's? God, Rod's made me cry.
Like, man, come on now.
But if you think about what Mike Irvin went through.
No, I know. His speech was really good. It went deep in
I mean, he and Rod are
17 kids in his family. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, and that's why I was so good at getting the football, because if you didn't go get something, you didn't get it.
You go hungry.
You know, Mom puts the food out and you don't go get your food.
There's a 5-second rule.
You're not getting food.
Oh,
so.
No. We suck again.
And you go hungry.
So
tonight we got for you the Dallas Cowboys, New York Giants, Philadelphia Eagles, and the Washington Redskins in that order, not because they're going to finish in that order. Because that's
alphabetically. Well, before we do that, Jeffrey, let's talk about the Washington Redskins.
Let's start at the end.
And Albert Haynesworth.
Hey, hey, hey.
has passed his test.
Wait, we need the canned applause for him passing his test. We really do. Here we go. I got my canned applause right here. That's all he gets.
So I don't know if you follow the NFL R&R tweets that we put out, but I put out this morning a tweet from the writer Cindy Bourne from the Washington Post.
All right.
And I'm starting to dig this woman. She's an older writer. She's been covering the Redskins for a while now. But she goes, now that conditioning gate is over, let 3-4 gate begin.
Nice. 3-4 gate would be the transition to the 3-4 defense that Shanny's trying to install there in D.C.
And Haynesworth will be forced
to play the nose tackle where he does not want to play. That's his primary role. And so he's going to start off with the second team. That's his next step up out of Shanny's boat of death.
Can I just read what Shanny had to say after this was all said and done?
I want to quote what Albert said. I heard it on the way here. I heard his brief time with the press. I heard Albert's brief time with the press. And he said, I want to thank all the players out there.
Yeah, what are you doing?
You're turning your head.
I was like right there.
I know, but your mic's that sensitive.
I'm not anywhere that close to it.
You're sensitive.
I won't look at you anymore.
You're a delicate
flower. What? I'm just going to look straight at my screen.
All right, I'll look at you. Don't worry.
Okay, go ahead.
I'll know you're looking at me in your heart.
So go for it. What did he
here's
say?
What I want to thank all the fans who kept coming out and supporting me wearing number 22.
92.
Wearing number 92 and supporting me.
Okay. And that's all I got to say bye.
He didn't say bye. That was it. I want to thank all the fans who keep out supporting me. We're number 92.
Well, Shanahan had this to say. Well, you know, he probably doesn't like me very much right now, but I'm not here to be liked. I'm here to get him to play, and hopefully he'll play at a very high level.
I think what you've had going on here, because if you've been following this story closely, every single time Haynesworth has failed this test, his O-line coaches have been around him, supporting him for like a half an hour afterwards. So they've been playing a little good cop, bad cop there in D.C. And Shanny's been the bad. He likes being the bad cop.
Right.
And so he's had the GM, being supportive of Haynesworth and stuff, and the offensive line coaches, but not Shanny. And so now he's got to work his way up. He's going to be with the second team, although he had to come out of practice early today because his knee was flared up, apparently.
Acting up again.
They gave an MRI, which I love.
And I'd like to point to my secondary tweet. Now that Haynesworth has passed his conditioning test, how long before he gets hurt at the nose tackle position?
That would be called day one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Day one. It's not serious.
Isn't serious, but still.
In Redskins camp, they have the day off tomorrow, and Shanahan expects him back participating fully on Monday, which is fine. I mean, that's the way it should be. And, you know, I just don't like wishing ill of people, and so I hope that Haynesworth makes his transition. I hope he becomes a part of this team because they need him, you know? Remember, the
Do
guy...
Do they need him?
Hey, he is... running the 3-4 is no easy thing.
The Redskins, you know what?
And their D-line has got to be ferocious. If they're going to do anything, it's going to be because their defense is raising havoc, you know, because their offense is going to struggle a little bit. They've upgraded a lot of things, and they're a good team, but you really do need your defense to carry you. And their defense last year was okay against the pass, middle of the pack against the run. And they need to step up bigger, especially in their division.
Yeah. You know that the commish is on the bus with John Madden.
The commish is everywhere.
They've been traveling the country.
Yes.
And they stopped it at Chili's in the middle of the road somewhere in some no-name place.
You know, Chili's sucks. They have gone downhill. So I feel badly for them.
Yeah, well, that's all there was.
They had this great new special, and we went to have the special.
Commish has got his own website. NFLcommish.nfl.com.
He's
a rock star.
He is not only a rock star, Stephen, but he seems to be handling this segue into the next generation very, very well at the commissioner's seat because he has been meeting with fans, players, agents, media like no commish ever has. And he's recognizing what it's going to take to be the commissioner at this next level of the NFL stardom. So I think it's pretty cool.
Well, I don't know if you can read my screen right there, but
Goodell expects 2012 Super Bowl in Indy to go on as planned. How's
that's
that?
Right. That is basically telling you there's not going to be no work stoppage. I'm going to get it done.
Right.
Get it done, commish. We don't want no break in football.
What I love most that he's done is getting John Madden and some of these coaches and stuff together He's got subcommittees, not just the competition committee now. He's got, and I'm going to ask Singletary specifically about this. Singletary's the youngest member of this committee that he's put together to just make recommendations on how to improve the game, focusing specifically, especially on player safety. And I'm very anxious to talk to Singletary about that little group and what it's like when they get together.
Yeah, it's you know, nobody want. Yeah, I think that I can think of two people that may not want football to happen next season.
That'd be the NBA.
No.
And Major League Baseball.
That would be your wife and my wife.
Ooh, dude. You know, I don't know that that's true. I think our wives are looking at a day where they don't have to work, where
yeah.
they have peeps helping them around the house, and we may not be around a lot during the football season, but I think that attracts them. I think that they're on board with, it could happen.
It could happen.
It may not, but it could.
And if
you lose the season next year, Jeff and Steven disappear.
Ooh.
I mean, we're very much in their lives, but
right.
we may not be in there. And they might find out that they grow weary of us.
Yes.
Because, you know, women do get weary, Stephen.
Do they get weary?
Was it woolly? I don't remember.
They get woolly.
Oh, that's right.
She may get woolly.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Nobody gets woolly. Women get weary. They don't get woolly. Nobody's got stress. They're wearing a dress. I hate people to get the words wrong.
Kevin Costner. Love that man.
Oh, man. They don't get stressed.
How does he keep his head down and stay out of the media when he's not making movies?
He disappears.
He's
man.
A neighbor. Well, I mean, he lives in the area.
Yeah,
he actually lived on my street a couple doors down.
He disappears.
But he does. He keeps his head down. I mean, hats off to him. Because Tom Cruise is just this close from wearing his welcome too much. You know, with all of his goofiness and stuff. Sean Penn, I can still watch any of his movies and enjoy him, but he's starting to wear it a little thin and stuff. But Costner, he just disappears and goes off the grid. And and I like it that way. That's the way stars should be.
Yeah.
They should be seen and not
heard.
Did
you know that the Twin Palms closed down, though?
Yes, I did. His restaurant here in Pasadena.
But it wasn't his anymore. He had sold it off.
He did the right thing. He grew it.
Right.
This is what you do with any business, folks. Grow it, sell it. Don't be around to figure out how to make this thing sustain itself. Dump it before you have to reach that point. It's growing in popularity. Then sell.
So, thank you for my money. I'll see you later. Bye.
Bye-bye.
But, so what? Costner doesn't own this place anymore?
Oh, then we're not coming anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, Used to be a great restaurant.
Wow,
it had a lot of
packed.
Sunday jazz.
Everybody was here. Now there's nobody.
Yep.
Yeah.
And they're in Old Town where the rents are outrageous.
Yes.
So I'm hitting the road tomorrow.
Why are you talking with a French accent all of a sudden? Because you wanted to say outrageous?
Outrageous. Of course I'm French. Why do you think I have this outrageous accent?
Yes.
Now go away, you sons of a silly person, before I taunt you for a second time. Your mother was a hamster and your father, he smelled of elderberries.
You know that elderberries line was actually a question on who wants to be a millionaire?
What did the father smell of? No, I don't know.
It was... You know, what movie was this line? And then they give the line.
No way.
And then, you know, and
well, what was that for $10 or something? That
no,
wasn't for
was
a lot of money.
It was like the $500 one.
Yeah, the $500 one. Big deal. I mean, if I want that to be like the last question.
Okay.
And then I'm like, yeah, woo. But see, I told my wife it'd pay off to be a Python fan. I told her. There is one of the fantasy teams in my... Steven and I, this was the only day that we don't draft together. All the rest of the drafts we have coming up are combined, except my
big money.
Your
leagues.
Special ones,
yes.
Right?
Which
I'm not participating in because I'm not a good enough owner.
What
are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
So this morning,
we still, by the way, have two spots left in that big money league. Anybody interested? Send me an email.
Send Steven at rarn.net. Not Steve. Yeah. Those bounce. Steven at rarn.net.
I guess I could probably set up an alias.
It wouldn't hurt because I suspect there's a lot of mail you don't get.
Yeah.
I get occasionally when people properly email, and we haven't gone over proper email criteria for rants and raves.
What?
We haven't gone over the etiquette in
again?
So long. The reason for the dramatic music is that I don't always read emails unless...
Okay.
You must
no.
CC each of us.
You must.
Jeff at rarn.net.
I got eight
Steven at rarn. That I'm not on.
Emails in my inbox that I
that don't include. See, this is what I mean. I mean, unless you have something specifically to say to just one of us, and I get those emails that obviously aren't for Steven. They're like, hey, Jeff, here's an article on head trauma that I think you'd be interested in or something. And Steven wouldn't care about that because that's my issue. Head trauma is my issue, Stephen.
Well, he does have head trauma, so there you go. Duh.
And then the other thing we want...
I'm Jeffrey.
The other thing is your age.
Yes.
Because how I'm going to respond to somebody who's 12 is different than somebody who's 40.
Yes.
Okay?
So think just about at it. The end of your email, Stephen, this is Pasadena,
and what 40. City you live in,
Pasadena,
and
California,
country, 40. If that's relevant,
Stephen,
if it's not
40,
obvious.
Pasadena, California.
There you go. That's a, you don't have to disclose. You
and
have
if you're
to
hot
give us your cell phone number.
And you want to throw your phone
then
number in
throw
there?
Your phone number
yeah,
in there. And,
I don't got a problem.
And dirty pictures, whatever.
What?
No.
Hey,
when
hey.
I say dirty pictures, I meant the people in the mud
yes,
that you were showing
the,
me from
okay,
Broncos
camp. Okay, yes.
God, you have a dirty mind.
You have a dirty mind.
Run away from...
Speaking of Python, yes. We'll run away from that topic right now. But that is right. The emailing criteria. And it's important because, and we haven't said this in probably a season and a half. So there's a lot of new people who have never heard the emailing criteria.
I've got big news, though, Jeffrey. And
bring it.
I don't know if you saw this tweet yesterday, but I posted after the ref who refereed
oh,
Super
wow.
Bowl 40,
yeah.
Steelers-Seahawks.
We took so much crap about
so
this, Steven.
So much grief.
You would not believe, you gentle listeners, some of you are not as gentle.
Yes. Referee regrets that mistakes impacted the game.
That is a quote. And the referee in question, his name, he's one of the better officials we have in the league. He's been around for
yeah,
a long time.
It was,
Bill,
it was
Bill
Levy.
Somebody.
No, it was
Mike
Levy.
Levy. Okay. So Levy says that he actually attended for the first time he approached the Seahawks organization since Super Bowl XL. Okay.
Since Super Bowl XL. He's retired.
I always like it as Super Bowl extra large.
Yeah,
but
extra large.
He
retired.
Went up to camp, and he actually apologized for his mistakes and said outright that they could have impacted the outcome of the game.
Bill Levy reported as saying, "I'll go to my grave with regret."
Now, when they went to Mike Holmgren, now general manager of the Browns, and asked him about those comments, and he says, "That's in the past. I don't even think about it anymore."
Right. He's like, I've
moved on.
I've moved on from
and,
that
But
game.
For Bill Levy, he is not moved on.
No.
He says he thinks about it every single day.
He didn't specify which plays.
Oh, come on. Steve, what comes to my mind is the non-holding holding call.
Yes. Yes. That's
I mean, does that
them.
Come to your mind?
Then the phantom penalty on Hasselbeck for tackling
gosh.
The interception.
Yeah, it's just like these were egregious calls that very much had a lot to do with the outcome of the game. We don't know what would have
well,
happened.
Well, that interception, Mike Taylor, he got tackled at the 30-yard line. The ball got then moved to like
right.
the 44-yard
right.
line.
Exactly.
I mean, 29 to the 44, that's 15 yards. So all of a sudden, instead of having to go 70, you know, 71 yards, you only have to go 55. That's a big difference.
Big difference. And we took heat from the
oh,
Steelers
my
nation
gosh.
Out there says, you guys hate the Steelers.
Yes.
Which is crap. We don't. They said, you guys have a bias because you guys wanted the Seahawks. We said, no, we watched the game.
Yeah.
We're here to talk about the game. Our opinions are different than what we want to happen. We don't live in a magical land where what we want to happen become our opinions. We wanted the Seahawks to win, but that had nothing to do with what we saw.
Yeah, so anyways, we did. We took grief for that, and I was like, look at this.
I felt vindicated.
I was like, look at this. Referee himself saying, I regret making mistakes that impacted the game.
And good for him. Hats off. That's a man's way to deal with it.
Yes. Bill Levy, by the way, that's the referee who did it.
Good job.
Super Bowl XL.
Manning up.
All right, Jeffrey, any other news? Not a lot of news. We're recording early
yeah.
Because Jeffrey's going to camp.
Kids are leaving for camp tomorrow. I'm leaving for camp tomorrow. Is that simple?
Going to get in shape, and the shape he's chosen is a triangle?
It's a pear. That's
oh,
actually,
okay, a pear.
You read my article. Did you read my article?
Kind of.
NFLRNR.com?
Yes, yes.
Kind of? Is that seriously the case?
Yes.
Oh, you've been busy. I'll get you
dude,
some slack.
I'm, yeah.
But you get on me the nanosecond for not following twits and tweets and stuff.
Well, come on. You should have it on your phone. Your tweets go
no,
right to your
the
phone.
The only ones that go straight through are Peter King's, which I need to stop that because when he goes on a tweet fest, my God.
Yes.
I had 17 within 15 minutes last
so
night.
So I can't. So I don't rate. NFL R&R tweets don't rate like Peter King's.
Those come through on the phone, too, so okay. I don't know where I missed those.
I don't know either.
But my mother-in-law's in town. Kara finished her musical.
And your Steven mother's in town.
And my mother. And my mother's out in the living room.
Yes.
She's over at Steven's
what was
house.
The, what was the... What was the... What was? Oh, yes. The Positively Wicked.
Positively Wicked.
I'm popular. Okay, real quickly about the show.
Yeah. This is my daughter's high school musical.
You could have warned the brother.
Yeah.
That the niece was only in for about 5 minutes.
8 minutes. And Dee insisted it was actually 3 hours.
Hour performance.
But that 3 hours is counting the interval, Stephen.
The interval was 8 seconds long.
No, it was a full 10 minutes to let you buy snacks because they had to because they're trying to make money.
They're trying to make money. Yes.
Because it's not like the schools have any money. And they, Stephen, we found out opening night, they actually raised $20,000 to do this thing this summer.
Really?
So the little kids had their own musical, and then the intermediate through high school kids had their own musical. And this guy is a real New York working guy, and he comes out every summer and puts on this big thing for the whole Pasadena Unified School District. And it's terrific. He writes it himself. And you have to admit, it's pretty good for taking a couple of musicals that have nothing to do with each other and slam them together, Pippin and Wicked.
And another one.
Well, and he used just a couple of songs from something else.
Something, yeah.
But anyways.
No, I appreciate...
That Colors of the Wind, that was hilarious.
That was. I appreciate when someone does... That's why I loved Moulin Rouge, the movie.
Oh, yeah.
With Nicole Kidman and Ewan McGregor, and they took all the popular songs and Madonna and Elton John.
If you have not seen it...
Whoa, and they put them all together, and they're like, how did they... They had a Nirvana song in there.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you
work
that
into a show, into a musical? Well, you just do.
You just do.
And it works.
It was very, very good.
Okay, one point we will go through our favorite Broadway musicals.
Will we?
But not tonight.
No, we don't have time tonight.
We don't because we've got a small window to do the show,
yes.
Have dinner, get Jordan to his girlfriend's house tonight, and then I have to pack for camp.
So this news we kind of failed to mention last week. Percy Harvin, wide receiver for the Minnesota Vikings, had a death in his family. His grandmama passed away.
I didn't know that.
So our condolences go out to
Percy. The Harvins.
And Percy's been away from the organization. He hasn't been practicing. Chili has given him permission to, go be with his family and stuff. So they expect him to be back Monday. I always appreciate when a team doesn't make a player feel bad for missing time to deal with family issues.
Yes. The class organizations go, you know what? We acknowledge that you have life outside football. And during the season, if your family stays intact, we want all of your time.
Right.
But if something should befall your family at some point, we will treat you with the utmost dignity. I'm thinking of the owner of the Ravens that flew everyone for the McNair funeral. That yes. Actually sent a plane around to pick people up and bring them to the service and things. Very, very class. That was that the Titans? That was the Titans. That was the Titans owner. Just classy, classy moves. And when owners do that, Jerry Jones is a great owner who does that. And now we're seeing that out of ownership and management there in Minnesota, and that's nice to see. Support your players because they are not commodities. They are not pieces of meat. They are not just a contract. They're human beings. That being said, any other news? When we last had the show, Stephen, the leak had come out that Brett Favre had texted a teammate saying that he was retired, that he was done.
Yes,
that's bullcrap.
Well, it came out almost immediately. It was like, no, he's not done. He's just.
But that dominated the news cycle that day.
Yes,
and it
did.
Wasn't until after we went off air that the story started coming to light that no, he's just very concerned about his ankle. That is the only thing that's at issue, and he is supposed to meet with Dr. Andrews on Monday. And basically have Dr. Andrews, Stephen Andrews, who did the surgery, look at his ankle and see if it's rehabbing and recovering properly or if, in fact, there might be a problem.
Yes.
And the bottom line, Favre said this point blank out of the horse's mouth, if I am healthy, I will play.
But, Jeffrey, according to Loki the Octopus, who lives in Minnesota's Mall of America,
which
yes, Loki the Octopus says Favre will retire.
Well, this is not the same octopus that picked the World Cup winner, so he has no cred in my, or her, I don't know gender of octopi.
Why?
Can someone tell me why anyone cares about this and why it's on NFL.com?
Why it's news?
Because it pertains to Brett Favre. Favre watch.
When asked why he thought Favre would retire, Loki the Octopus declined comment through his spokesman.
That's T.O.'s former agent. She says he has eight arm reasons for...
Oh, dang! Why he can... He does... He feels that way.
That's right. He has eight arms of reasons why he feels that way.
Okay.
She's really moved down in the world.
Loki the Octopus, people. Oh, my goodness. You know what I believe? Favre just... He wants to make sure he's healthy. I think it was Rich Eisen who said this last night. Might have been Rich, might have been someone else on NFL Network, but I'm pretty sure it was Rich. And I agree with him. If you don't want to come to training camp, just be up front with us, man. Say, I don't want to come to training camp.
This seems to be more than that. He seems to legitimately be concerned.
You know, I've been through all the training camps. I think I proved last year I didn't need to come to training camp. I don't want to be a part of training camp. I just want to come play some football. And I think maybe some people respect him a little bit more just coming out and saying that. Now, there's going to be a lot more people that are going to hate him. Like, oh, that's just being selfish.
Special treatment for him. Who does he think he is? Who does he think he is? He's played 20 years in the league, and he's a first ballot Hall of Famer, and he holds every single record, and he's played more consecutive games than any other human. If someone else were to come along and do that, I think they should be given the special privilege and exemption as well.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. You know what? I go out and do it and do it. If you can still do it, I would do it. If it were me, I would do it until someone pried the football out of my cold, dead hands.
To paraphrase Charlton Heston.
Yes.
I've always loved that quote. Now, Steven, here's the dealy-bop that I am most looking forward to at 49ers camp.
Okay.
Well, I got a couple announcements to make. One, all R&R events going forward, I have made a unilateral decision. I didn't consult with the board or anything.
Wow.
Will be referred to as...
No.
Yes.
No.
Tomfoolery.
Oh, come on.
Tomfoolery.
Tomfoolery means nothing to me.
That's the point. It's tomfoolery. It's nonsense. It's goofiness. But there's nothing negative in tomfoolery. It's
I don't
just
know.
Nonsense.
We're going to get an email tomorrow from someone saying
his
name
Australia, tomfoolery stands for debauchery and the raping of animals. And we didn't know that. I'm sorry.
I'm just saying, can we just have a cool NFL R&R event? What's wrong with that?
It's because a cool NFL R&R event. NFL R&R tomfoolery with Steven and Jeff. Come on by whatever the place in Philly is called that has the crab fries that Steven says
he's not
going
to
try.
To have no crab fries. I'm telling you right
he's
now.
He's just crabby. He won't have any crab fries, though. Now, that was one of my announcements.
Mood.
The second thing is that the thing I'm looking, the drill I want to see most.
Yes.
That I never saw before was the Nutcracker.
That's a show.
No, it's a ballet. Well, if you mean that.
Well,
yes.
Yeah, it's a show.
It's a ballet. And it's okay. But
ballets
this is,
are shows.
What they do is they take defensive player and offensive player at their like position, and they pair them off against each other, and they basically make them slam into each other and see who. It's like a human tug of war.
Yes.
Whoever's going to fall down.
I remember that drill.
I haven't seen that drill yet, so I'm looking forward to that. And apparently Singletary is a big fan of that drill.
I'm going to call my high school coach.
I thought you were going to say Bob, up the PR guy for the 49ers.
No, my high school coach. He's got video of me. I was pretty quick back in the day. Apparently not so much anymore, but back in the day I was pretty quick. And he put me up against our biggest, baddest defensive lineman. His name was Lou James. And Lou James was the bomb. Everybody knew Lou James was going to go play college football. He was going to kill some people because that's how bad he was. And for whatever reason, someone was talking about how fast I was and no way that Lou could catch me. That he put me up against Lou James. And the first one...
Is this in the same kind of nutcracker thing where
you're
slamming each other?
You're both laying down.
Oh, really?
And you pop up as fast as you can, and you try to get through the guy before he just knocks you down.
The point of this drill, according to Singletary, is that it emphasizes leverage.
Leverage and speed. You want to see if you're faster than the other guy, you know...
Assuming you get up at approximately the
same
speed.
Time, right.
Then it's all about your legs. It's all about keeping your head upright the entire time, and then leverage.
So the first time we did it, I was up and past Lou before Lou got up.
That I believe.
And
you could probably do that today because Steven's quick. He may not be the fastest guy anymore, but he's quick.
Mad.
Uh-oh. Then Steven was running the other way.
No, then the second time I was up And he had, I was almost by him, but he was able to grab a leg.
Okay.
Then
see, I'm a breast man more than a leg guy.
Then the third time, we met the boom, and then you kind of, he drove me back. But you know, after that, he was cool. Lou was my dog. Lou was dogs.
Good.
Dog is a dog.
Happy for your dog.
That's good.
I hate to say this, but Steven, I think we should talk about the Dallas Cowboys.
No, are we ready to go there?
Okay, we won't. We're not going to talk about the Dallas Cowboys
tonight. Is there any other news?
Okay, all first round draft picks have been signed.
All of them,
and that deserves some canned applause.
Okung was the last one from Seattle.
Russell Okung.
Okung. Why do I want to call him Okung?
Congratulations. Congratulations. We did not have to even go 1 week into training camp for everyone to get on board.
I think Michael Crabtree knows.
Waiting 71 days.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
He
obviously is worth it given how he played last year. And Michael is one of the people I'm thinking of interviewing.
Crabtree outperformed the other dude. What was the other dude's name?
Darius Hayward Bay.
Yeah, by like 10 times.
Yeah. DHB is yet to catch a pass. I'm kidding.
And Crabtree played like, what, 7 less games or something like that?
Yeah, pretty much. Missed the first 7 games, I think. And
outperformed him big time.
My question to him when I interview him will be, what do you expect to be able to do with the full season and with training camp behind you? Working with Alex Smith like this as much as you have, what are you capable of?
I will admit he has risen in my chart.
Oh, no, not Steven's little fan buddy thing.
Fantasy football buddy.
Fan buddy. That was close. Fantasy football buddy.
FFbuddy.com.
FFbuddy.com.
He's moving up the chart.
Okay.
He's doing good.
I was really proud of one of my last round draft picks.
Yeah,
I was very excited because I take a kicker in the 15th round. Steven's
16th.
Yeah, I know. I try and bait people into taking them early. I always tell all the noobs, remember, kickers go fast. And don't miss out on getting a kicker because they go early. So you want to get those
fast. That's not nice. So you're mean, basically.
Oh,
to people who come play with us, you're mean.
If it means me winning, sure. No, the smack talking is probably half the fun of the draft.
Oh, my gosh. I was in like 30 seconds and people were already talking smack.
Dude, I try and get there 15 minutes before just to talk smack with people and to welcome everybody and stuff.
Someone said, so, Steven, you taking LT in the first round again? Because I was picking ninth last year.
Yeah.
And I took LT. I took a chance. I gambled.
That was the right move last year.
And now
LT's going about 120th, I think.
Yeah, no, I gambled on LT.
I picked up LT in a team this year in like the 10th round.
Yeah.
Why not? Because we don't know. I mean, people are saying he's got a chip on his shoulder and stuff. I want to see it. And we'll see it with Hard Knocks starting this week on HBO.
Ooh, check it out.
Call your cable company and see if I'm recording every freaking episode. I'll miss the first one and I'll see it on Thursday.
I'll see it.
I'll see it on Thursday. Actually, maybe I will. Dude, I'm sitting right here next to you now. You looking at me, punk? You looking
what?
At me?
Yeah,
I don't see anyone else.
What are you
going to
do?
Looking at me.
What are you going to do?
I can't do anything. Wednesdays
at 10 p.m.
9 o'clock Central. Check local listings for a theater and drive-in near you. Remember, Fresh persists, discontinue
use.
With an
encore performance at 11 p.m.
And 12 and 1 because, you know, we got to fill up our programming. But, you know, call your cable and satellite provider and say to them, you know, could I
give us
test?
HBO?
I want HBO just for 2 months as a trial and see if they'll turn it on for you.
Yeah.
Because that's what I did and it worked.
They'll be like, I don't think so. You haven't been
there. I've been a customer for a long time.
Well, that's why.
And I never
if
have
you're
had
generally
it.
A longer customer, yeah.
But
though.
You can pull it off and that way you get Hard Knocks for free. And then you just shut it off afterwards because I don't like HBO at all. I mean, their original programming is interesting, but I don't want a lot of the trash that comes with that in my house.
Yes.
And so I'll just get it on DVD later. Like The Sopranos. I plan on watching before I die.
Yeah.
And but I would be okay.
But then you'll try and have a conversation with me about it. I'll be like, what, dude, that's like so 2005.
And I'll say, Steven, you remember every scene of every single episode because
you
have a photographic memory. So you will talk to me about this.
No.
Could you imagine Steven and I in a convalescent home together sharing a room? The staff would never come in. There'd be so much yelling at each other going on and bedpans being thrown.
It would be like, catheter. It would be like, did you see the movie Life with Eddie Murphy and Martin Lawrence?
No.
And they get thrown in jail basically for life. And so at the end, they're like these 80-year-old men.
I like it. In prison together?
God,
that's funny.
Oh, that movie.
That is what I had in mind, more or less. But
that, but not in jail.
I'm
hopefully.
Buzzing the nurse. No, it's just in a convalescent home. Buzzing the nurse. Steven took out my catheter when I was napping again, and I just wet myself.
Took out his catheter. That's just gross, man. I ain't
that goes in my TMI
near.
Guy bit.
It is. Woo.
He's the TMI guy.
All right. This is the TMI guy.
That said, I'm going to hit bangus to your Dallas Cowboys.
Let's go.
Please.
To
I need to do this
the...
myself, Steven. I need
Why?
To do this
Why?
Because
you
it's your team.
It. Okay.
So here comes the Dallas Cowboys. You're a tard. You ruined your moment.
I hit the wrong button.
You ruined your
I
own
hit the
moment.
Wrong button. Wait, okay, one more time. The Dallas Cowboys. So you just don't want to let me hit bang me into the Cowboys.
I wanted to give you a moment.
Thank Fine. You, the Dallas Cowboys.
I wanted to give you a moment to just breathe it in and go, I have full permission now to talk about the Cowboys for 15 to 20 minutes.
Can you tell me why people are so upset? So upset. That this team is getting attention as being a Super Bowl contender and they could win the Super Bowl in their own stadium.
I think this is what Nacho meant about the ghetto thing.
What?
You just started doing the, can anybody tell me? I want to know. I need to know.
Nacho's on drugs, man.
Nacho is not on drugs. He's just dating the most beautiful woman who's ever lived. You dirty dog. Marry her. I hope she's listening right now.
Ouch. She's looking at my, excuse me, Nacho?
What does American gentleman say? Do that. Yes. Do what they say. You need to listen to them.
Un anillo, por favor. Un anillo. A ring.
A ring on my finger, man. Yes. Just do
there
it.
There you go.
So why is everyone uptight about it? Or is everyone saying
they're
it?
Just, they're, no. People are upset and angry and mad. And
no. And, see, and because this is the
they
first.
They think they're full of themselves. And, they're not even America's team anymore.
Now he's gone beaner on
yes,
me. No,
I
who
have.
Is America?
They're all coming
who
out.
Who's America's team now, Stevie? Stevie, who's America's team
it's
now?
It's always been the Dallas Cowboys.
Okay, but you said they're not even America's team
well, that's,
anymore.
I'm
so who just, are
I'm
they?
I'm saying what other people are saying.
Who are they then? The Indianapolis Colts? Who would be America's team
I
now?
I don't know. Ask the other people who are
Brett
saying
Favre,
it.
With Brett Favre, Minnesota Vikings, who would be America's
ask
team?
Ask the other people who are saying
yeah,
these
I don't
things.
Know if you've looked around. Ask anybody in this room, Stephen, a question, and you get yes. me.
Oh, I see.
If I ask anyone in this room a question, I get you.
I see.
And we should bring my mom in. And ask her.
Oh, God.
Well, she'll
no.
say the Cowboys. That yes, would will. Annoy me. And to hear my mom say that would be wrong. I don't want to hear my mom say it. Although we need to have her on the show because your mom's been
no,
on the show. It's not
well,
fair.
So what? So because my mom's been on the show, you need to get your mother on the show?
I think it's called Equal Time.
I see.
Equal Time.
I'm sorry. Your
and
mother wouldn't
ask,
know what to say.
We
on
need
the show.
To ask Patty, my mom,
yes.
how many wins the Cowboys will have this year. I think it'd be very interesting.
Yes. And she'll be like, I don't even know, 25? And like, they only play 16 weeks.
My mom got. Texting on her phone this last
oh,
Thursday.
Gosh.
So now she can text. Oh, she doesn't know how. Don't worry. She doesn't know how.
Can she text you?
She can,
I
but
want
she
to
won't.
Teach her how to text you.
That's fine. I don't mind getting texts from
no,
my mom. I love
it'll
my mom.
Drive you crazy.
Oh, won't. What drives me crazy, you know what? I would prefer texting with my mom because there'll be no talking about Dancing with the Stars. There'll be none of that nonsense that drives me crazy.
What's wrong with talking with Dancing with the Stars?
Because I don't care. I care about her. I don't care about the shows she watches.
But see,
I went out of my way
watches,
to watch American
so
Idol
should,
this
you know.
Last year so that we had something to talk about in common.
Oh, my God.
That's how much I loved her.
You watched American Idol?
Some of it. A lot of it.
I didn't watch it. I don't know.
It was okay. Oh. I'd never seen a single episode. It was okay.
Yeah.
So, the Dallas. Why is everyone uptight about the Cowboys? Because this is the first time that anyone can remember where a host city of a Super Bowl has a legitimate shot at the beginning of the season to make it there.
So,
and we will hear the same thing in 2011 if there is a season about the Indianapolis Colts.
Yes.
We're going to hear the exact same thing. Wow, what about the Colts playing in their own building for the Super Bowl? If the Cowboys end up pissing it away, that's what you're going to hear next year.
Yes.
And you know what, for that matter, if the Colts end up doing it this year, oh my gosh, we've got to change venues. We've got to always put it where a crappy team is. Detroit has to perennially host the Super Bowl in the Ford Dome.
Why?
That way, you know, the home team will never host a Super Bowl. Because I don't think a home team should host the Super Bowl. In fact, until we get a team here in L.A., I think it should always be in L.A. Because you want weather, you want nice weather, and you want, I mean, the commish doesn't. He's putting it in New York, New Jersey.
I think there is a unique allure to that.
I disagree. I think it is an unfair advantage. Just like when, at the time, Mike Holmgren said he didn't know that he was going to have to play the other team's defense and against the officials.
Yes.
That was his quote on game day after losing the Super Bowl.
But on the Super Bowl, it's not a home game for the home teams. Let's say the Cowboys do make it to the Super Bowl. It's not a home game for them. They don't get to distribute the tickets. They don't get all their season ticket holders to come to the game.
Steven, Cowboys fans will buy up every ticket. They will go find somebody, whoever is playing for the other team. Let's say it's the Indianapolis Colts. As those Colts fans make their way, remember, we're talking about Texas. As they make their way across the parking lot, there'll be 15 guns drawn on them, and they'll say, give us your tickets or die. And they don't give them the tickets, so they die, and then they get the ticket anyway.
Yes.
And
why,
the whole stadium will be full of Cowboys fans.
Why would you go and say that people in Texas just kill people for tickets?
I am just generalizing about Texas gun laws, being the most liberal in the nation.
Okay, but that is untrue.
Nevada's is actually
a Super Bowl
liberal.
Is all controlled by the NFL.
Understood.
Each team gets a set number of tickets.
Correct.
And then all the other tickets are distributed by the National Football
League.
And we
know that scalping of tickets never happens.
It does happen.
It never.
Coaches do it.
StubHub does not
Mike
exist. Tell
Mike Tice.
That was good.
that was
good.
So, come on. I mean, it happens.
I forgot all about
that. So, what you're saying, so that fans of Dallas Cowboys are the only ones that have money?
No, they'll be
people
disproportionate
other,
because
people
they won't
the
have
other
to
team
travel.
People when from you the go other to team don't have money?
When you go to a Super Bowl, you travel to the city, you spend a fortune, and this way the Cowboys fans won't have to do that money, so they'll be able to spend more on tickets. It's going to drive up the price of tickets. Trust me. I trust. Mark my words on this.
Yes.
And
I'm
Cowboys
there,
fans
so
are voluminous.
I don't care if the ticket cost me $8,000.
Well, Stephen, we're supposed to be there for... Because we're there.
Well, there
not
you go.
Not because we had to
but
buy a
I'm
ticket.
I'm telling you.
If we have to buy a ticket, I doubt we're going to be able to go.
I'm going
to
be there.
There you go.
I will sell three of my children, even though I only have two.
That's
so,
right.
So, Trisha, I'm like, I don't care how
you
we gotta do
it. Got to pop another because I've mortgaged him already.
That child's getting sold. So go on.
There's a nice man in New Jersey who promises to raise her nicely or him. But knowing you or her. Because you can't seem to put the
horrible.
Stem on the apple.
I like
Stevie. I just threw you under a bus, Goodway, and you just drove right over.
I'm
the
going
classic
to.
Bill Cosby
yes.
bit.
I don't want
hey,
that.
Hey, son, can't seem to put the stem on the apple.
Look, so here's the thing. I like that the Cowboys have been sort of quiet. We
they
did have the we do have we did have the little Dez Bryant incident that everybody wanted to make out to be a big deal. We had now they had Marcus Spears get injured and Dez got injured a little bit.
Got a little ding.
But both of those guys are expected to be back by the beginning of the season. So they are bringing back 20 of 22 starters. Can you name the two starters that aren't coming back?
Yes, I can. Flozell Adams.
Bing! There's one.
And
I'll even give you,
I want to say
on
Roy
the
Williams.
He was on defense side of the ball.
I know he was. I can't come up with it right now. I don't want to make people wait.
Safety Ken Hamlin.
Ken Hamlin.
Yes.
And again, I think they actually upgrade because Dallas's biggest
like
weakness
upgrade.
Was their secondary.
Yes. So I think that the Cowboys, and one of the reasons why they are being considered as a legitimate contender, look, at Vegas has got them behind only the Indianapolis Colts.
That's amazing.
You do know that?
No, I didn't know that.
In the future,
I haven't checked lines.
I know we don't care about betting here, but there are, you know, they.
Well, because nobody actually bets
no,
on sports.
We don't. We just talk
nobody
about.
Nobody does.
We talk about the line. We give the line, and I'm just giving you there's
we
a.
We give the line as a reference
there's
point
a line
for how close
right
things
now
are expected.
For the Dallas Cowboys, and, you know, they're second.
We don't participate in
no,
any of it, though.
Don't do it.
No, unless you are out inside.
If I'm in Las Vegas, I'm going to throw some bets on. Yeah.
And the sad thing about growing as we have, not size-wise, but in our ability to do more in the league, is we don't get opening weekend on your birthday.
We don't get opening weekend in Vegas. But
instead,
this year, opening birthday weekend in New York.
New Jersey.
New York.
New Jersey.
Look, man, I know we're technically going to be staying in New Jersey, but I'm saying we're going to New York. Okay,
you say all he won, but the facts were on the other side of the Hudson.
New York,
New Jersey.
When I get off the plane, I want to say New York, baby, and piss you off. The entire
you
time.
Probably will because you pissed me off when you said it when we were in New York. So
last time Jeff and I went to New York, I kept going New York, baby,
New York City, baby, is
yeah,
what you
New
actually
York
said,
New York City, baby. And Jeff was like, "Will you quit it?"
I really don't like people staring at me, and it's hard to get stared at in New York City. It really is.
Then why are we getting stared at?
There were crazier people. Baby. You were going New York City, baby. Everyone there has been there before.
Right? Well, I'd never been.
Yeah, you were right there then.
I had never been up until that point.
Our whole taxi ride in from JFK, you could have done that. All the way, and because we were paying the taxi driver, so you could have just annoyed him to death. I would have had to tip him a little bit more so he wouldn't
kill
us.
So you get embarrassed easy. That's what it is.
That's never. Well,
I'm always been true. I'm going to embarrass you more now that I know that.
You know I embarrass you.
Yes, and it's coming more. On more and more of these trips.
But you know what I am more concerned about being embarrassed? This is deep. Steven,
We're
going deep.
Deep moment with Jeff Ellis.
I am more concerned about other people than I am about my own embarrassment. So other people feeling uncomfortable, there is nothing that makes me feel worse than knowing that anything I'm participating in makes other people feel uncomfortable.
You're not participating. You're just walking next to me.
That is participation.
How is that participation?
We're partners.
So wait a minute. You and I walk down the
street. And by the way, because of the California ruling, well, Steve and I have to be very careful about saying that we're partners. We are business partners.
Yes.
Okay, just to be clear.
Yes, please be clear on that. But anyways, so you and I are walking down the street in New York City.
Yeah.
Someone comes up to me, says something I don't appreciate. I bust them upside the head. So what, you going to go to jail too when I go to jail?
Well, because if you need to bust somebody upside the head, I hope you know I got your back.
Yeah, but I'm just saying.
Now, Steven, you don't like me fighting your fights for you, but I'm always in there with you.
But I'm just saying, if you didn't do anything, I was the one who, you know, did all the work. But
what does busting someone upside the head have to do with being embarrassed or making someone uncomfortable? If someone needs
your
head
busted. You didn't do anything, so you didn't really participate.
I don't like to watch other people be uncomfortable.
I see.
I go to extraordinary
lengths. Is that why you didn't like your Brett Favre pass?
That is exactly it, Steven.
Petition?
Which was still, of all the videos we've done, that is the closest thing to going viral, was the Favre retirement video.
Yes.
I don't understand that. I mean, it was amusing, but I thought the you in the helicopter was a million times funnier than me asking people. Well, you participated in it, Steven.
No, but I'm just saying, I think what we got right now.
I want a poll.
Okay, what
funniest
was funnier?
Funniest Ranch video, Steven in the helicopter, or Jeff asking people to sign the petition for Brett Favre to retire. Can we get the poll up on the website? Could we please?
Yeah, no, probably not.
Really? Are polls that hard to put up? You got to teach me how so I can do it.
Okay,
because I don't want to put more work on your plate. I just think it'd be a cool idea.
Okay.
I like polls. I like listener polls. I like learning what you guys think. So, back to them Cowboys. How about them Cowboys? This was the 6th-ranked passing offense and the 7th-ranked rushing offense in the National Football League.
That's some pretty good numbers.
And they are more experienced. And they are healthier. And they've added weapon.
All right, let me just put this out
here. This is scary, people.
People... I don't want it to sound like I'm comparing this team to the team Dallas Cowboys of the 90s.
No.
But let me give you some similarities. Those teams with the triplets, with the last of the triplet going into the Hall of Fame right now.
By that he means Troy Aikman.
Emmitt Smith.
Michael Irvin. And Mike Irvin.
And Emmitt Smith going. But here's the deal. They made it to the playoffs, didn't win. In the first round.
First year together, they were horrible.
No. Yeah, they were.
So let's just say that is how organically things
now,
come
I'm
about.
I'm talking now 90, 91, 92, mm-hmm. and how they played it out. So they got to the playoffs, lost in the first game. Then they got to the playoffs, won a game, and then lost in the second round. And then for the next 4 years, they were unbeatable.
There you go.
And it's the exact same thing.
What happened
Why?
2 years ago?
Because they
had a good season, didn't make the playoffs.
They had a great season. They lost in the first round
to the Giants. To the Gigantes. And then the next year, they can't win in the playoffs. Oh, wait, they won in the playoffs.
And now it's like...
if history is going to repeat, it's the best predictor of the future is the past. That's what I say.
I just think...
I don't know about
what happened. What I saw with that team back in the 90s and what I'm seeing with this team now... is that after you win, you get to the playoffs, there's a hunger. And you want to go back and you want to do it again. And then you win the game in the playoffs, and then you get crushed in that second round. And by the way, Jeff, that Cowboys, after they won that first game in the playoffs, that second round, they got crushed.
Minnesota Vikings, if I'm not mistaken.
No, to last year was to the Minnesota Vikings.
Right.
Back in the 90s. They got crushed. That's what I'm saying. Year. Back in the, they won their first playoff game, and then they got crushed in the second round. And that's what I'm saying. Very similar, just like the Cowboys last year. Mm-hmm. And now you've like, oh, man, I tasted that win in the playoffs. And that's, you know what, the winning in the playoffs, it's a lot better than winning in the regular season.
Yeah.
And now I want more of that. Yeah. Can you imagine how the Super Bowl is going to be? We won a Super Bowl. Can you imagine the win? And now all of a sudden, you got a team that's experienced. They've been there before. They've got their win. They took their lumps. And they know how to get past those lumps now. And that's why I think they got a legitimate shot of winning it all.
I tell you, I still never thought I would see it under the leadership of, what's his name? The coach. Come on.
Wade Phillips?
Wade.
Stay Puft Marshmallow Man?
That's Jamarcus Russell.
Yes, he is.
Who's still unsigned.
You know what?
Unsigned.
What I've learned about Wade.
Still unsigned. Wade,
still unsigned. He's going to be unsigned for a very long time. Wade is, you know, he is nice and friendly and people like him. But when it comes time to do business, very workmanlike. And that's the word that I keep hearing
from camp,
from everybody surrounding camp. Workmanlike, they don't feel like they deserve anything. They don't feel like they've won anything. They got to go out and do the work. And if the Cowboys can do the work with the schedule that they have and get into the tournament, it's on, baby.
Remember Wade Phillips' bathroom in the locker room? I liked his bathroom. It was very nice. Yes. It was very beautiful. Yes. I love that new stadium. My thing, I always assume that an NFL coach has to be a bit of a hard ass, which is why I'm looking forward to going up to be in Santa Clara and to be at Niners camp.
What we do is hit people in the mouth.
That's right. And that's what we do. And Samurai Mike, man, I admire him. I love what Rex Ryan is doing, which is he's a sweet, lovable guy to his team, but he's just a hard ass. And I love what Shanny's brought back to the Redskins.
Tony Dungy.
Yeah, was one of the sweetest men. No,
he in the mouth.
Never probably. I don't even know if he said a curse.
My understanding
in the
locker room. Is there was no cussing and that it was very rare when he raised his voice.
But man, he has authority.
Like, there's no reason to raise your voice. When you want to make a point, you can make a point.
I am so happy that NBC has hung on to him. Because I look forward to his analysis, even though he has zero charisma. Zero. He is still one of the most intelligent, interesting football people to listen to.
Yep.
And it's just stunning how somebody...
He's got a new book out. We should call his agent and see if he wants to come talk about his book on the show.
He's been anxious to talk about it because he's been on a lot of places you wouldn't expect him. But I don't know if he lands here in the bedroom.
No, I don't think he would be here via phone-in.
I mean, it's a big bed. It's bigger than my bed.
Via...
Phone
in.
A king size
that's
bed?
A California king, baby.
Oh, so that's even bigger?
That's even bigger.
I sleep on a queen. You guys got your own area codes over
yes,
there, man.
Yes, yes.
How'd you make children?
We need,
I don't want to know. Anyways, let's take a look at their schedule because I looked at their schedule.
Well,
and Steven,
look at it.
I have.
It is tough.
It is a very tough schedule.
Tough.
And for that reason, I only have them with probably 10 wins,
ooh,
maybe 11.
Okay. Well, it
and
it,
now
it,
most
it
teams
doesn't
would
start off.
For
it
that.
Doesn't start out that tough.
No, it starts off rather wussy.
I mean, they go to Washington,
and the best time to catch this Redskins team on the road, week one.
Yeah, right now
they've got a whole new cast of characters,
a whole new system,
and they're trying to put the puzzle together and catch them off guard. Hopefully, catch them napping a little bit, trying to figure out, still wanting to know where your locker is.
Then
they
come home to the comfort of Cowboy Stadium and they host the
and
Chicago
they beat
Bears.
The crud out of the Bears. No. Did I say that?
You did. I didn't say it.
Beat
you
the
did.
Crud out of the Bears. They actually skin them and put the pelt on the locker room wall.
Then they go to Houston. Man, I'd like to be at that game.
Dude, that was on our schedule originally.
Dallas at Houston.
That was the Battle for Texas.
Battle for Texas.
Was on
the
my
Governor's
schedule.
Governor's Cup.
Yep.
You know, there's actually a Governor's Cup.
I know
there is. The Governor's Cup, yes. That's going to be a good one.
That's going to be a great game, and I don't know what's going to happen there.
I figured Dallas will take the Governor's
Cup. I agree.
Yes.
But it will be a heck of a game.
So then what I hate about the schedule is week four,
early
they got a bye.
Bye. The first bye week.
But I don't see them going into bye. I see them 3-0. I don't have a problem with that.
I don't have a problem with that either. Coming out, they host
coming out,
Tennessee.
Then they're at home. They got the Titans coming in. Titans
should
gonna be, like,
be able to take care of business. If you know, because, again, Dallas coming off a bye
yes.
generally has been hit
they
and miss.
They have been. No, they've been pretty solid coming out of a bye. They
okay.
don't. They generally don't lose coming out of.
Most teams don't, but some teams struggle. And
so then it gets. Then you start getting into the meat
at Minnesota. If Favre's there, scary. If Favre's not there,
Not so much.
Not so much. Just put 8 in the box, 9 in the box.
They've taken care of an Adrian Peterson, Favre-less Viking team in the past.
Yes, they have, and they've been embarrassed by them.
And they will do it again.
But they have. You acknowledge that they've been humiliated by that same team.
What?
The Minnesota Vikings.
With Favre.
Oh, with Favre. You're saying without Favre, the Vikings are not a scary team unless the only team that they scare is the bottom of the barrel teams.
Right.
Okay.
No, what I'm saying is that they've beaten a Minnesota Viking team that has Adrian Peterson but didn't have Brett Favre.
Right, where Tavares Jackson was back there.
And they will most likely do that again. If Favre's there, it's going to be. But the other thing is they're going to have a chip on their shoulder for what happened, how badly they got embarrassed.
Let's remember this about the Cowboys' defense, is that they are fourth in the league against stopping the run. And Adrian Peterson, last season, for whatever reason, was getting hit in the backfield a lot. And when you got a great defense, that tends to happen. So my take on the whole schedule, they've got, of
then
course,
they got
the Giants twice. You got your typical and stuff. Then,
but see, right in,
the games
between,
they don't
in between the
have.
Giants twice, you've got Jacksonville, which would be a winnable game.
Very.
They go to Green Bay. They go to Lambeau.
And they have not fared well.
It's a night game.
They have not done well there, except for last year.
They notched their first win. No, they lost last year in Green Bay.
What was the first then with Green Bay last year?
It was a few years ago.
That they got their first win in Green Bay was 2 years ago?
Yeah,
the Cubs. Okay, well, a few years ago. Two.
Two or three?
No, it was not three, because I trust me. My memory's only gotten better of late as we've immersed ourselves in things.
Then after they host the Giants, they go to the Giants again. They've got Detroit.
You only go to the Giants once, but they've got the Giants again.
Yes, they got the Giants again. They go to New York. Then they've got Detroit. Then Thanksgiving with the Saints.
Oh, what a special turkey day, man.
But then they got 11 days to prepare for Peyton Manning and the Colts.
Which you'll want every day of it.
Advantage Dallas.
At Indianapolis, I still get Indy.
I don't know. You got 11.
And that's week 13.
11 days to prepare for Peyton Manning. And the other thing is the Cowboys 3-4 defense has been known to stop Peyton
Manning.
And
Peyton has struggled with the 3-4. I don't deny that.
Then you've got the Washington, Arizona, and you finish out in Philly. That's going to be interesting.
Yeah, I got him 10,
11. 11 games. I think 11 games will win the division.
I don't disagree with that.
I think 11 games will get it done.
The division as a whole, I don't think has improved. The Cowboys as a team have improved. And the Redskins obviously have improved.
And the other thing, the Cowboys are celebrating their 50th anniversary. They're going to have a star with a 50 on their jerseys.
Are they going to do anything special on the star at the on the stadium?
I don't know.
Floor?
I haven't heard about that yet.
That'd be kind of cool if they did.
1916 is when they first started playing ball.
Wow. Remember Bum Phila? What was it?
It was the wrong bum.
Bum.
You're talking about Tex Ram?
No, the guy who bought the Cowboys originally.
Tex Ram.
Was that it? Okay.
Tex.
Okay.
Big Tex.
Tex Ram.
Big Tex.
Okay. So we've got them there. We know the cast characters very well. We haven't even announced their names because these are becoming household names with Jason Witt and Miles Austin.
Who's that?
Shush. And this is a really, really
Miles
talented...
Austin, that's a tight end.
Yeah, no.
No. He catches the ball.
Yes, he does. And speaking of tight ends, Jason Witten is just amongst the best. And he's been asked to dial back his role and block more. That's how good they are.
But I did hear from an anonymous source today from Cowboys camp that they're going to target him more in the red zone.
I think they should.
As part of the, he's going to be more in the packages when they're in the red zone.
Because whenever Dallas has struggled, it has been in the red zone. Something about the offense can break down occasionally in years gone by. This particular Dallas Cowboys team. So we'll see what they do, and that would be a tweak worth making. But it was interesting last year with the emergence of Miles Austin to see that Witten was willing and able to take a step backwards, where T.O. was always saying, hey, he never throws anyone else the ball except for Jason Witten. No, he generally throws it to whoever's open.
Yes.
And if you're fast enough, i.e. Miles Austin, he will get you the ball.
Well, and I think what I like now, and part of the reason why Romo was so comfortable last year is there was no numbers that he had to reach. There was no, I'm just going to throw the ball. You're open. That's where I'm going with it. And I even think that there were a couple times last year where he might have forced the ball to Roy Williams, where finally he's like, you know what? I got rid of T.O. forcing him the ball. I'm not forcing the ball anymore. And as the season progressed, and he decided, you know what? I'm just going to throw it to whoever open. That's why you saw the emergence of a Miles Austin. And from everything that I hear, you know, it's kind of bummed that he went down with an injury, and we're not going to see him again until the season starts. But Dez Bryant was the real deal.
Yeah, I don't know how effective you can be out of the gate without having training camp to fall back on for a rookie. I mean, yeah, Mike Crabtree managed to do it, and Dez is very special as well. But typically, rookie wide receivers need a lot of time working with the first team. Not Special K.
Oh.
They just need time working with the first team.
All right, I'm sorry.
So that takes us to the New York.
Los Gigantes de Nueva York.
And shouldn't every team get hit bang? Thank you. I mean, we can't just hit bang.
It was
team.
Coming.
Wait for it.
All right, the New York Giants.
Yes, the New York Giants. I've heard of them.
I've heard that there's an interest in Plaxico Burress again.
Well, no, duh. Who wouldn't want a 6'7 wideout? Come on.
Who's been in prison for the last 2 years?
We don't know what his workout regimen has been, but I guarantee you that Plaxico's been doing everything humanly possible to stay in game shape. Okay. Now, that doesn't mean that you're ready to pick up the rock and be able to carry a team. And it's not like he's going to... Here I come to save the day. That's not going to be Plaxico anymore. He's going to be missing a step, but I say Plaxico missing a step is still better than a lot of wide receivers in the game.
Yeah, he might miss.
He's applying for work release, but again, whether or not that would mean playing in the NFL, because he's still got. I suspect that the commissioner wouldn't hold him back anymore, because Lord knows he's done his time. He's literally done his time.
He has done his time. The Giants.
I love seeing him back in the game.
The Giants have acquired safety Deion Grant from the Seattle Seahawks. Wide receiver Adam Jennings. They really. I don't know why they're concerned so much with their wide receiving core. I think Steve Smith, Hakeem Nicks, Mario Manningham. Mm-hmm. You know, they stepped it up a bit.
But Steven, I want you to look at this one line here.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm looking at it
on my computer screen and tell me what strikes you about these numbers. I am looking at passing yards, rushing yards, opponents' passing yards, and opponents' rushing yards.
They're all middle of the road.
11, 17, 15, 14. That averages out to probably 16, maybe 15.
Middle of the road.
And how many teams are in the league? 32.
Yes.
That's called middle of the pack in every statistic category.
And
that's not good. That's my point. That's not good.
There's a problem with that?
Well, there is if you want to compete in the NFC.
Well, they didn't make the playoffs last year, Jeffrey.
No, they finished 8-8, which is again middle of the road. And what do you do with a middle of the road team? You finish in the middle of the road. And I'm sorry, 8-8
will
never.
In the middle of the road. I go walking in the street. That's not.
Many
the song.
Listeners wish
it's in the middle of the
we
night.
We wouldn't sing.
I got you doing it. You're making up words to the song.
I've been making up words to songs since I was born.
But you never do it on the show, though.
Okay,
and
that's
you
true.
Think I'm crazy when
but
I start doing
I'm
it.
I'm good at it. That's the difference.
Oh,
that's why I voted for myself.
Why?
That's why
do you
I voted
have
for
to
myself.
There?
I have to defend
why
myself.
Why does it always have to be about
that me being better?
Someone's good and someone's not
Steven,
good.
Steven, I've never been a competitive person in my life.
Yes.
I want to learn. So I figure if I hang around you and my wife long enough, something will rub off and my son.
Oh, man.
Something will rub off.
You don't need to be competitive because you're just mean
Steven
when you try to be competitive.
Well, it's because it's a learning curve, Steven. I don't know how to be gentle
and competitive. I can be
competitive
but not be mean about
it. No, you're too fun. I've never seen a wienerish side of you come out when it comes to competing. I have never seen that in you. And that's really strange for how competitive you are. Didi, you'll see not a mean side, but you'll see a very intense side of her
yes.
that's not happy.
Yes.
Steven is always happy because he knows he's going to beat you. And I think that would make you happy. I don't know, but I'm just assuming.
Because he knows he's going to beat you. That's funny.
When I play hearts with all you,
you know
guys.
What? I was nervous. I was nervous getting ready at the starting blocks for the. I was nervous. I don't think I've ever been nervous.
For the Haynesworth shuttle?
In my life. And I was nervous right there.
Well,
right
you knew cameras were rolling. You knew a lot of people were going to look at this.
Yes.
And that's not a pleasant thing.
Yeah, I was a little
but
nervous.
But yet, we're not nervous when we do TV live.
That's what I don't get.
But, Steven, that's different. That's us performing,
you know what?
Which we're good at performing.
100,000 people watch us on Sky?
A couple hundred, yeah.
Maybe 200,000, 300,000.
Yeah, about 200,000, 300,000.
That's a lot of people watching you.
It is, but Steven, that we are in our comfort zone, correct?
I am. I was comfort zone.
We are in our, now we're putting you back on a football field after 30 years.
Yes, that was.
Is that your comfort zone,
no,
Steven?
No, not anymore.
Used to be.
I used to own that
world. I remind
world.
People of the story of Didi playing in an alumni soccer game, and I saw this woman that was this exquisite defender on the foot on the. I fell into my English head, on the soccer field. She was just an elegant defender. She would take you down and end up with the ball before you even knew what hit you. She owned the slide tackle. And I saw her on the field so tentative and hesitant. I'm like, this cannot be the girl I saw in college that I fell in love with in
college.
How long
had it been, though?
It had only been 2 years.
Really?
But she had lost her edge.
Yeah.
And we were still athletic at the time because we didn't have kids. We were playing racquetball 3-4 times a week, playing tennis at least once a week. So it was not athleticism. She had lost her soccer step, her soccer swagger.
Yeah.
And athletes, it can
swagger.
Happen. It can happen fast.
Yeah.
Remember the first time I had to do a swimming test?
I had the swagger for the first, you know, 3 laps.
You were right on time, right on target. I don't want to give much away.
Yes.
But you were right on time and target, and things, well, once you started losing your shorts. But that's a whole other story. It's a whole other story.
All right, man. Let's get... Look,
the New York
the
Giants.
Big signing for the New York Giants was they brought in Antoine Roe, okay, from the Arizona Cardinals. That was big. They needed help on the defensive side of the ball.
And I want to say, what comes to your mind, you, the listener, when you hear the name Roe?
Oh, he rolls?
He rolls. And that was a great sign for the Giants. Signing him was a great thing because yes. Antoine Roll, he rolls people. He does. He is one of those people that his name fits him.
He's a free safety that hits.
He hits you hard.
Yes, he does.
I like one of...
You know who else they brought? They brought in Sorgi. Sorgi was tired of being a backup to one Manning. He's now
I'm ready
backup
to be a backup
another
for
Manning.
Manning. And after that, he's going to retire and he's going to be Archie's little servant, manservant. He's going to say, I backed up all the Mannings. He's going to run around
that's
the house.
That's a little weird. You don't think you got to wake up? Wait a minute. Dude wakes up, signs a contract, wakes up and is like, I'm backing up Manning? Wait a minute. I
still
left
backing
in
up a
Manning?
And this one's not as good. Does that mean I get out there sooner? No, it means you still don't get out there, son. Sorry. Yeah. This one's not bad. The other one's just amazing. Man, Peyton. I love Peyton.
Now, they still got to figure out, did Antonio Pierce retire finally? That's going to hurt him. I think that he did. I think... that he finally called it quits. I don't think it's been official or it's been made official, but linebacker Antonio Pierce for the New York Giants, that defense kind of fell apart last year. Remember when they won the Super Bowl and they held Tom Brady to just 14 points? I mean, they smothered him.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden last year, they became a shell. Can I use the word shell?
You can.
They became a shell.
Of who they used to be.
Of who they used to be, yes. And, except when they play Dallas, which annoyed the bejesus out of me. But
you step it up for your divisional rivals.
Apparently, because the Giants, they would step it up. But they played some pretty bad ball against them. There were some games last season where that defense just did not show up.
So I'm reading an article from a couple days ago, and it looks like that they've got Keith Bullock in there replacing him at the mic.
To replace Antonio Pierce,
yeah.
So they
wow.
got Cable.
So we've got what we've got Umanura, who's not who he used to be.
Yes.
And
doesn't even know if he's going to be a
and
significant
Michael Strahan,
part.
Who's working on his third year as an announcer,
yes.
And still hasn't fixed the gaps in his teeth.
Yes.
I don't think he's going to at this point.
Yeah,
but
no,
you really
I'm
lost a core of that group that was so dominating.
Yes.
I mean, he was, I thought Pierce was often overlooked on that team as one of, because you had more charismatic people out there. But anyways, that's too bad. I didn't realize that they had lost him.
And I believe Jeff Fegels have decided to come back and play his final 22nd season as a punter.
Okay.
Or did he retire? I don't know.
Dude.
22nd season.
How would you spell Fegels' name?
Fegels. F-E-A-G-L-E-S. Fegels. Like Beagles, except with an F.
Giants, Fegels retires after 22 seasons.
He retired. He did retire.
April 30th.
That's right. They signed him back for one day so that he could retire as a Giant.
There you go.
Yeah.
After 1,713 punts.
Oh.
Man, that's almost up there with the announcer who passed, the old Giants public address guy,
He did that many games?
Yeah, that's about how many games he did for the only it was over. Yeah, that's about how many Giants games he covered.
Wow, that's a lot. Oh, you sure it was that many?
No, pitching Shikatoshi Hasegawa.
Hasegawa.
That's him, man. That's the voice. The voice of the Giants.
Let's just go over the schedule for me.
Okay, here's what we got. They open up versus Carolina at home. That's a win. At Indianapolis, that's a loss.
Wait a minute. We're going to be in that game.
Oh, yeah. And we still have not had New York, New Jersey represent well.
Can I wear a Matt Moore jersey?
Sure.
And you wear Eli?
I'd be proud to wear an Eli Manning jersey. For all the crap I give him as Peyton's little brother on TV and stuff like that.
You're gonna be Eli wearing. I'm gonna wear Matt Moore. Or should I get a Steve Smith? Because my name's Steve.
But it's becoming Steve because people are just referring to you as Steve. And there's a point at which, you know, if there's money involved, you call me Betty. I don't care. It's fine.
Call me Betty. Call me Betty White. Oh, hey, man, you're playing like Betty White. Do you remember that Snickers commercial?
Yeah, that's what your sister said. God, that was funny. That's not what your sister said the other night.
Ooh, that's awesome. She's awesome, woman, man. Yeah, this is not looking pretty, man.
What, the schedule?
Right after Carolina, and we don't even know how Carolina's going to be.
Ooh.
You got Colts? You got Titans? What?
I had an idea.
What?
We could both wear Steve Smith shirts.
Ooh, you could be Steve Smith for the Giants.
The Giants. You'd be Steve Smith of the Panthers.
But you would be Steve E. Smith. That's how he's being referred to.
Given having met Steve Smith of the Giants,
yeah,
he's not a big lad.
No, he's not that big.
And so I'd look really silly, I think, in a Steve Smith of the Giants jersey.
You would.
So I need to find someone on the other side of the ball. I want to get a Umanura shirt.
Oh, no. Then you have to say that all the time.
Well, and it's probably more expensive because of how many letters it is, and I'm cheap. So who's got the shortest name? Sorgi, probably. It's the cheapest jersey I could buy. Hakeem Nicks. I could get a Nicks jersey.
Nicks, wide receiver?
Nicks should be quite popular in the New York area, you'd think. Nicks, wouldn't you think? There is an NBA team named the Knicks.
That's right, Knicks.
Playing at the Meadowlands.
I don't know. D'Angelo Williams. Jonathan Stewart.
I look good in a Boss jersey. Kevin Boss?
You are a big
Caboose.
You are a big boss.
Jordan calls him Caboose.
And I'll just go around and say, you're not the boss of me.
Look at the jersey, man. Read the jersey. What's the jersey say? Jersey says 89.
You're not the boss of me.
Jersey says 89, Boss.
So I'm going to 1, 2, 3, 4. You know, the Giants are going to... They're going to struggle to win 9 games.
Well, if they win 9 and the Cowboys win 10, look, we don't know what's going to happen here, but they've got, I think, a reasonably easy December. They're versus the Redskins. They're at Minnesota.
They got Minnesota and Green Bay on the road in December.
Yeah, but they have 5 games in December. You know, the season doesn't end until after the new year.
January 2nd.
I forgot that the Super Bowl's like on the 9th.
Yes.
I forgot it. That's that late this year.
The 15th.
Oh, I'm sorry. No. That's February.
Yeah, February 9th or something like that.
It's February 9th.
It is.
I don't know. I'm starting rumors again.
Don't start the rumors. Don't start the rumors.
And I can't even find my Huckleberry Hound. I'm going to say that our duty is
no matter how ridiculous.
No matter how ridiculous. I should know what he says, shouldn't I? Stan, it's just what I needed. Game over. Huckleberry. Here we go.
Oh, my darling.
That's all I got.
Oh, my darling.
Oh, my darling. Oh, God. No. Okay.
So what do you want to know?
No, I'm just...
I'm looking at their schedule. If they get the advantage of playing the Seattle Seahawks, nice job. The Detroit Lions, the Bears. I mean, they've got some really, really weak opponents. The Jags.
Well, it's because it's where they finished in the division.
They finished in third. They didn't finish in the basement. I mean,
yes,
what are the
but
Redskins?
They're still playing they're playing the other third place teams.
Yeah, which was the Jags.
No. That's the West they play.
Okay, thank you. Well, no, that's the Seahawks is part of their...
Right, Seahawks is... So, the East... Yes. Who is the East playing this year? The East is playing the...
The West
the
is
NFC,
playing the West.
No, the NFC East is playing the NFC Center, North.
North.
There is which no is the Vikings, the Packers, the Bears, and the Lions. Now, the other third-place teams would
Where's
be... Who was the third place from the West last year? Seattle?
I guess so.
So they got Seattle.
Yeah, because the Rams.
And then
the
third place team from the South. Who's that?
That would have been probably the Jags.
No, that's AFC.
NFC South would have been third place.
Atlanta? No,
the Texans.
No, that you're
Houston.
AFC.
Houston. Oh, the NFC South. No pop quizzes on the show.
All right,
you promised
I'm sorry.
No pop quizzes.
Carolina. That's the first game of the season.
That's why I can't find it because I've already scrolled past it. God darn it.
Yeah, so okay, so Carolina and Seattle make up the third place teams that they're playing. So that's why they're playing third place teams from last year.
Which is pretty sweet. Third place in the NFC East is a little bit simpler than third place in pretty much any other division.
Yeah, I would agree.
The only other division that there's a battle for real quality in the third hole would be in the NFC South, where you've got the Falcons and the Saints and maybe the Bucks are better
Atlanta.
And the Panthers.
Bucks are going to be better this year.
Yeah. Oh, no. I'm looking forward. The Bucks are on my longer list of teams. They're not on the short list, but they're on my long list. And by the way, I got an email from somebody who got the impression that I said that Miami was on my short list. Did I say that?
You did.
Then I misspoke because I'm not real that.
You're off the Miami thing again?
I don't know how I ever got on it.
You got to go back and listen. You were like, yeah, Miami?
No, I think they're a terrific team and I think they can compete in that division, but they're not
So your short list just got shorter. Because Miami made it your number three.
I've got three.
So who are they?
I've got the Houston Texans.
Houston.
San Francisco 49ers. Which Jordan gives me crap about that. Dad, you can't.
Yeah, you can't.
You literally can't.
I will punch you.
And, I have no trouble being with the Packers again, which he also says I can't. The boy comes up with rules that I just can't. It's like, who are you?
You jumped up. You've already had the package. You can't go back.
You
got to be in 10 years.
I was post Favre.
It's not like you can't go back to the Saints.
I so believed in Aaron Rodgers. Who was the first? Steve and I have not had this discussion. Who was the first quarterback taken in your two drafts today? Number one quarterback off the board in both drafts.
Aaron Rodgers in one and Drew Brees in the other.
In mine, it was Aaron Rodgers and Aaron Rodgers.
And everybody who's taking Aaron Rodgers, good luck to you.
I believe that's why I can take the Packers because I so believed in Aaron Rodgers when Brett Favre was still the quarterback. That's why I left because Brett wouldn't give Aaron Rodgers a chance. It was just like when Steve Young was there and Joe Montana was probably past his prime, but he fortunately got hurt, so he moved on to the Kansas City Chiefs. And Steve Young comes along, and wow, we do have the second-best quarterback in the NFL. We just didn't know it. And boom, you've got that situation.
I am not buying the Aaron Rodgers hype.
I am buying Green Bay all the way to the bank. I don't have many Packers players that I was fortunate enough to draft, but I like them a lot. And then the other team, the Jets, is a team that I like a lot. So,
Jets.
J-E-T-S, just Jets.
Wow, that's interesting. I haven't decided on my AFC team yet for the season.
Mm-hmm. You can't leave the Chargers.
I might.
You can't. Steven, Cowboys, Chargers. It's a tradition. It's a tradition as old as molasses.
You mean Cowboys, Colts?
I thought your Super Bowl every year. Oh, no.
Was
I was always Chargers
you are
because
Chargers.
I thought there was that time that the Chargers had the edge over the Colts. Yes. And I think that's worn off, frankly. Yes. But there was a definite time, and I was in there. So
why are you telling everybody that I'm picking Cowboys Colts again for the Super Bowl?
Apparently, I was mistaken that that's what you usually did. It's
Cowboys. No, that's what it's Cowboys Colts.
I didn't know that.
You just told people it was Cowboys Chargers, though.
Oh, Chargers.
Yeah, not Chargers.
Okay.
Cowboys Colts.
Got it. Okay. We're back
four
on the
straight
Giants.
Years.
4 straight years.
And in those 4 years, I've had the Colts make the Super Bowl twice and win one of them. So I've been pretty close.
All right, so the New York Football Giants need to win 9 games, need to win 10, frankly. Don't know how they're going to get 10. I'm hoping for continuing maturity from Eli Manning because I think we've seen him grow as a quarterback, and I think it's been good. I don't have too many negative things to say about
the team.
Well, I'll
agree that
they've made improvements.
Little brother Manning has
stepped up.
Has become more of a vocal leader.
Yes.
For that team.
He's not as happy feet prone at all.
But at the end of last season, I saw that return.
Yeah. Well, bad habits we tend to slide back into.
He had given up the happy feet. I mean, I was, as a matter of fact,
there's the plantar fasciitis.
I was going to hang up the happy feet song. And then like week 13, it came back out of nowhere, and it was like, oh, there he is again.
Are you taking any prescription medication?
Yeah, it's like the prescription medications he should have been taking that he was taking that he stopped working or something. So I'm looking forward to the game I'm looking forward to most on their schedule, besides the one we're going to, obviously.
Yeah, that's going to be good because I'm gonna be there.
I'm looking at the schedule, and there is a Sunday night matchup against Philadelphia that I think will be really, really good at Philly, where the Giants go to Philly with Kevin Cobb, and we'll know a lot. That's Sunday night football in November. That I am really looking forward to. So that's my Giants take. Right. They do need to step up pretty much every category. The thing where they were highest was in passing yards, and that's all Eli, because there was a lot of times that his line wasn't even giving him as much protection, and he got smacked around a lot. I'd like to see his offensive line step it up a little bit this year.
All right. I think that the Giants defense needs to improve. Those numbers that you showed me, they were lacking.
Yeah.
And for the Giants to be competitive again in the East, that defense is going to have to step up. And instead of Eli saving the defense is going to have to save the offense.
It would be nice if you could count on them to do so.
All right. I'll stop turning my head. And let's get to the Philadelphia Eagles.
The Kevin Corn on the Cob experiment begins.
Yeah.
It's a new era under Andy Reid. It's a new era.
I have one word.
No Brian Westbrook.
For Philadelphia.
No Donovan McNabb.
You ready?
What is the word?
Struggle.
Struggle. That's a good word. That's a good word.
I fear that Kevin Corn on the Cob won't be as good as everyone is anticipating. Or that the Philadelphia Eagles are going to need him to believe.
All you Donovan, can't make oranges be peaches.
All Donovan McNabb did for 10 years is...
Take you to the NFC title game? Oh, that was only four times. Sorry. My bad.
But get you to the playoffs, what, 8 out of 10?
8 out of 10, and NFC championship game nearly half.
Well, yeah, so...
If that's not good enough for you, Eagles fans, I don't know what to do with y'all, you know?
Yes, you didn't win the big game. You didn't. You know, you only got the Super Bowl once. And you didn't win that one. But you lost by a field goal to the Patriots, dude. Come on.
A dynasty team.
So sometimes, what is it? You get what you wish for?
The end of Willy Wonka's. Did you ever hear about the boy who got everything he ever wanted? He lived happily ever after. Yes. But the point of that line working is because the person who wishes for things usually ends up regretting it. That is the reason that line works. And Philadelphia Eagles fans, the line very likely will work. I cannot tell you the number of writers I've spoken to that believe that Kevin Cobb is the real deal and is very much like say, Aaron Rodgers waiting in the wings behind Brett Favre, or a Steve Young waiting behind Joe Montana. I don't see it. I haven't seen it. Yes, he's been effective as a starter in the league, but like Steven and I have always said about backup players,
when
they can shine for a week or two.
Everybody was like, what's this guy all about?
We don't have a lot of tape on him, so
well,
we don't
know what
to do.
Now they've got tape on Kevin Cobb.
Yeah.
And they will have tape to watch. And the defense is smart nowadays. Defense coordinators, they pick up on your tendencies. They will come after Kevin Cobb. I think the Eagles are going to struggle mightily. I don't even need to look at their schedule.
Steven, I'm looking at their schedule. They're going to struggle to get 4 wins.
Well, that's a little low.
Hang on,
though. That's a little low.
Listen to whom they host.
Okay.
Green Bay, the Redskins, the Falcons, the Colts, the Giants, the Texans, the Vikings, the Cowboys. That's their home schedule.
Okay, tell me
when
they go.
Do you see my point?
Road.
Okay, they have some nice road games. Detroit and Jacksonville, back to back. Boom, boom. Might be able to take care of business in both those places. San Francisco, forget about it. You're not going to win in San Francisco. At Tennessee, not likely. At Washington, McNabb is living for these games to play against his old team. Trust me.
They're not beating me there.
At Chicago, could happen. Most of their wins I have coming on the road, Steven. Those 4 that I've got, and they're at the Giants. And they're at Dallas, of course.
7-9, 8-8.
What?
7-9, 8-8.
How? Because they have an elite wide receiver in DeSean Jackson? An elite wide receiver. I think he is the real deal. He is amazing. Brent Celek is a fantastic tight end. And that is a best friend of a, especially an unproven quarterback, is his tight end. And so Brent Celek, get ready for a heavy workload. He led the team in catches last year. He's going to do it again this year. But Deshaun is fantastic. Jordan hates him. I love him. I just think he is a special. Yeah, he's because he's done goofy things like fumble the ball at the 1 yard line, you know, going in for an end zone celebration. Yeah. And he's done it twice. I know that. That doesn't mean that the kid is not an elite player. He is an elite player. He's special. I like him a lot. And Cobb will have some options. But look, you do not, without Brian Westbrook, this team is going to struggle to move the ball. And last year, they were 22nd in the league against the rush.
What about
I'm sorry, against rushing the ball. They were 22nd in the league. They're going to have to lean on their defense. And their defense is okay. Yeah,
so they can't run the ball. And with McNabb passing, they were 10th.
Yeah.
I guarantee you, coming out of the bat with his first season under his belt, Cobb isn't going to be the 10th best passer in the league.
That's being kind. That's being kind. I didn't see him drafted today in any leagues, did you?
No.
Okay, there you go. I know it's early, and we haven't had a preseason game yet. We're still hours away from preseason kickoff. But none of our four teams that had Kevin Cobb even drafted. He is a free agent available in all leagues right now that have drafted. And if you've taken him, you are the ultimate homer. Because there is no reason to take in a 12-team league, which most are at most 12. There's some 16-team leagues, but most are 12 or 10. Okay, there is no reason, if you think about it, it's not speaking ill of him, but there are 32 teams. There's only 12 starting quarterbacks generally. So you get a pick from the top 12. And Kevin Cobb doesn't crack the top 20. And most people take a backup quarterback, that's 24. He doesn't crack the top 24 until he shows us something.
Yep.
Hank basket catch is going to have to be amazing to go along with Jeremy Maclin.
I do like Maclin.
I like Maclin too, but I just don't know what Cobb's going to do. And I hope that this offensive line. And
running the ball is.
LeSean McCoy and Mike Bell.
The Eagles decided to go young.
They did. And you know what happens when you go young? You need time.
There's growing pains.
There is. They are, if I'm not mistaken, they're one of the youngest teams in the league now.
Growing with a little bit of some canes.
Now, I hear Eagles fans going, what about Mike Vick? What about Mike Vick?
What about Mike Vick?
He was responsible for some important plays last season. Some. But he wasn't super relevant. And he was certainly, he looked confident.
You know what would be bad, though, is first four games, Cobb struggles mightily, and all of a sudden you start hearing this in Philly stands.
Vic. And someone's going to throw some mental rub at them and say, here's your Vicks. And they'll say, no, that's not what we had in mind.
Well, Vic on the field.
Philadelphia fans are passionate, and they do not like to lose. They do not like to watch sucky football. And they are going
to lose like that again.
Lose. They don't put up. They're not a very patient group of people.
Yes. And Hank Baskett came back. He was with the Colts. He came back to them.
I said Hank Baskett was back. I've always thought that Baskett would be.
I do like the addition of Mike Bell, a running back that they got from the New Orleans Saints. But that just led me to believe LeSean McCoy isn't the guy, and there's going to be
J.J. Arrington. We'll see what he's got.
They got him from Denver. They traded Denver a linebacker to get J.J. Arrington.
Got it.
And of course, this was before Denver had all of their running backs.
Denver,
died.
Do you wish you had that to do over again, Coach McDaniels? You know, Steven, I got to say, it's a timeout for a Jeff mini.
Mini rant?
No, it's a mini ambivalence.
And what in the world is that?
It's between a rant and a rave.
Okay.
And that's the thing. You know, raves are all good. Rants are all bad. This is ambivalence.
Oh,
this is between.
Gosh, we've got a new one.
Yeah, we do.
Jeff's ambivalence.
All right. I wanted Denver to be happy so that I could say I told you so. I wanted that really badly. And now they are too hurt for me to say I told you so. So now I'm going to have to wait another year for them to get healthy so I can say I told you so. Because now they're going to have the excuse to fall. I told you so that this team wasn't very good. And their miracle start last year, 6-0, whatever it was, to start the season,
but what
was just that,
season?
Was a miracle. 8-8.
That's what I told you all along. I've been telling you this all along.
I know, but I want to tell
everybody.
I'm going
to keep telling you
I want to say I told you so, but we can't say it when they're hurt.
I told you so.
When they're hurt, they can always play the injured card.
Oh, but we're injured.
No. So we've got an excuse built in. We're injured. And I'm going to say, that team sucks out loud. I want to be able to say it without having the injury card thrown in my face. And I'm not a Bronco hater. I like the Broncos organization. I was a huge Shanahan fan when he was there.
Chrissy says they have spirit still.
They have spirit. You guys are going to need a lot of spirit.
Chrissy is now a Mrs., by the way. Just thought you should know.
I didn't get my invitation, so she's still a Mrs.
Neither did I.
That's cool. Chrissy?
No, it was a private ceremony.
Did she have to? Just kidding. Chrissy, I'm just kidding, sweetie. Just kidding.
She listens to the show,
I know, that's what I'm saying. I'm just kidding, sweetie. It's all for the humor. And I hope she's laughing because it's just for the humor. Not for any other reason.
Yes.
So this that is the end of my ambivalent rant. I wanted to say I told you so, but now there's many people hurt that I don't feel like it's polite.
So it was going to be a rant, but instead it was kind of like...
Well, it couldn't be a rant until the end of the season. I always say you don't talk trash until it's over with.
What are you talking about? I talk trash right now.
Yeah. Okay, but speaking of trash, we're on the Eagles right now, and I'm not saying they're trash because they've just committed to you.
You're only giving them 4 wins, though?
I'm having trouble finding a 5th. And how does a team's tape take that big a step backwards? It's simple.
This might be – remember
a couple seasons ago.
You gave the Tennessee Titans
I gave them three wins, and they got 11.
And I was trying to get you off of that.
Yeah.
Remember?
Are you going to?
This is one of the ones where.
He's got his hand on my shoulder. He's massaging me.
I'm going to get you off
He's
of that.
He's massaging my right shoulder.
I need you
like
to,
it.
When I send you the spreadsheet, reevaluate the schedule again.
I will. Well, and I will have had some preseason games to look at.
Yes.
And let me tell you, I will be watching this team probably more closely than most.
Yeah. They're not that bad.
The teams that I think worst, though, I tend to watch the most.
They will struggle. But they're not that bad.
Okay, maybe 6. Maybe. Moving on to our Piece de Resistance, the finale.
Yes.
In
the
what has to be a shorter show tonight for sake of children eating and things like that.
The Washington Redskins.
Now, we're not going to talk about Albert Haynesworth because we've talked about him ad nauseum.
Have we?
Ad nauseum.
What happened? Did he pass his test?
Of course he passed his test.
Okay.
Now, Steven. I'm about to do this.
Welcome to the hot seat.
Oh, don't put me on the hot seat. You gonna put me on the hot seat regarding the Redskins?
It's week 4. We are going to be in Philadelphia.
Yes.
And we are going to...
Philly!
One of our things that will be part of our tomfoolery is that at every single game we attend going forward, one of us will be wearing the home jersey, and one of us will be wearing the road jersey.
Oh, I see where you're going with this.
Steven,
I don't want to be on the hot seat. I don't want to be on the hot seat.
Welcome to the hot seat.
Is it feeling warm? We're under the cooling machine.
So
I'm sitting here under
basically
your very
have
nice air conditioning.
The option of wearing an Eagles jersey.
There you go.
Or B... a Redskins jersey.
And you are a Cowboys homer. Therefore, what do you do? What do you do?
Ooh, I got it.
Yeah.
I got it.
Yeah.
We get 2 McNabb jerseys, 1 Eagle and 1 Redskin.
Those 50-50 jerseys,
and
like the farm ones?
And we smash them in half.
Well, they've designed... With Brett Favre, they did those. But, Steve, who's going to pay for that?
I don't know.
Okay,
I paid for my own Favre jersey last year,
but that was the 1999 one.
It was not a 90. It's a nice. It was a nice replica jersey. It cost me $60.
Well, the nicest ones cost over $100.
Well, yeah, those are
the
authentic
ones. Right.
This was a
that's like my Breeze jersey.
But the replica
that I paid for with my own money, but I got it for half price.
The replica ones are like $60-$70. I think I got it on sale for $60.
We got it at what was the sporting goods store?
Whatever
that
it
I
was
like so much.
There,
that was a great
Wisconsin.
Sporting goods store. I still got my Wisconsin socks. I've lost my shirt.
Really?
I tell you guys, those
you lose,
those
you
who
would
live,
lose your head if it wasn't attached to your body.
I have actually lost it, Steven. There was a day, and it was gross. But apparently, I was just there looking for my body. I didn't know where it was. Apparently, it had gone for a drive.
There you go.
So, but truthfully, if you could only wear one, let's just, I'm going to make you land on this because you're on the hot seat, Steven.
Welcome.
You know, you were welcomed. So you're on the hot seat.
Hey,
so what
man,
are you gonna,
this don't feel right. My donkey senses are tingling all over.
I don't care what your donkey senses are doing. But you
see,
gotta
it don't
wear,
feel right. I'm just telling you, don't feel it. Donkey knows what he's talking about.
Donkey wise. He is the wise fool. He is Puck.
Yes.
Did you like in Kara's musical the Puck character?
Who was the Puck character?
There was the drama queen.
She was the drama queen.
Yes.
She stole the show.
She stole the show.
She was my favorite.
She's doing Midsummer Night's Dream all over this musical. It was hilarious.
Yes, she
it was. It
was
hilarious.
She was the drama queen, and she stole the show. Yes, she did.
She was fantastic. Anyways, the Dealey Bop is you have to wear one of these jerseys. And because that's the way our show goes.
Mesh them together.
No, that's not a possibility. So, Steven, you're going into Eagles territory.
Yes.
I would rather you wear a Redskins jersey. If you wore a Redskins McNabb jersey, I'd be fine. Because I fear going into Philadelphia wearing a Redskins jersey of any kind.
Well, I've gone into Philly wearing a Cowboy jersey, so I'm cool with that. And I don't have a problem
you
with
have?
That. Yeah. I don't have a problem with that.
Man, I mean, I went to a Phillies game wearing an Angels jersey.
If you're
jersey,
all drunk and you're like, the Los Cowboys, we rule. And
like
you're
that moron
get,
Giants
a,
fan at the
get,
Cowboys game last
a,
year.
You're going to get into a fight.
That moron Giants yes, guy at the exactly. Cowboys game, man.
But
I called security
just,
on him
know,
so fast.
I'm just here to have a good time while I watch the game. People leave you alone.
Will they really?
They leave me alone. I guess they see a big, strong dude. They're like,
I
yeah,
hope
we're
so.
Probably
but
just going to leave him alone.
You know, when a city's reputation precedes itself.
Yeah.
It can
they
be an intimidating thing.
They might throw a snowball
thing.
At me. I don't know.
We're not going to be there in the snowy season. Week four may
goodness.
Still be warm. I'm fine if they throw a snowball.
I will, as I did for Brett Favre in Green Bay, I will wear
You'll don the jersey of the McNabb.
But it's a Redskins.
You'll don the McNabb, yeah.
Can I wear...
You know what? Here's the deal. You don't have
tell
to
you
take
what.
It home.
Can I wear a McNabb Pro Bowl jersey?
No. Absolutely not.
It's a jersey of McNabb.
Steven, you must don either the green and gold or the cardinal and gold. Those are your choices,
see,
period.
That's not a good choice.
And you are a Cowboys fan, so you yes. must answer this question because the people demand it.
What people? You're the only one demanding anything.
Steven, do you not deny that we have great things ahead of us in our future?
We do.
That include
this
a
has nothing
bit
to do
with us wearing jerseys for the opposite team.
There is no bit.
That is a lie.
Until there is a bit where someone's putting a lot of money in my pocket, there is no bit.
No one's going to put that money in your pocket until you step up and do your thing.
I got to do
we're
the bit.
We're filming the whole thing, and it's going to put together our little pilot that we're going to show people. And it's one of our things is as we tailgate, one of us is wearing one jersey, one of us wearing the other jersey, and we show the reaction
that we get
from the fans.
I will wear, as long as I can wear a Dallas Cowboy jersey underneath it.
Are you going to show anybody that you're wearing a Cowboys jersey underneath? Well, because that would even be worse. if you're wearing a Cowboys jersey underneath, you must wear a Redskins jersey. You must wear the enemy jersey in
unfriendly
territory. So
I'll wear a McNabb Redskins jersey as long as it's over my
on top
Cowboy
of your
jersey.
D-wear jersey.
Yes.
You'll be really hot.
I
by
don't
the
care.
Way.
I don't care.
You hate being hot, Steven.
A Redskins jersey cannot touch this body.
You could put an undershirt between you and the jersey.
This doesn't count.
Can't do it.
No. It'll go over my D-wear jersey. That's the only way.
Well, first of all, we can't find one that's 6X to fit over your
D-wear
jersey.
We can get a 3X one somewhere.
What size did I get your... When I bought your D-wear, I bought you the nicest jersey.
Yeah, it was 2X.
Was it?
I'm good. I could wear 2Xs.
Oh, that's because it was the jersey all for pads and stuff.
Yeah.
Man, we got a book.
We're quickly approaching 2 hours. We still need to talk about the Redskins.
And we are. But here's the deal. We are totally there with the Redskins. And the Redskins have gone through a complete transformation all the way. I mean, the only thing that stayed the same, Daniel Snyder. That is the only thing that stayed
the
same.
Owner.
And his wallet, by the way. Thank you, Mr. Snyder, because Redskins fans are very grateful for these changes you've made. They have a feeling that they haven't been familiar with for nearly a decade, and that's called hope.
Yes.
That is something that they had lost their way on, and they are now thinking, maybe our team's not going to stink. I love the fantasy football team. Only God can help my Broncos. That was one of my fantasy, one of the teams on my, one of my leagues. But that is how
See, they brought in Philip Buchanan.
That's
from
how
Detroit,
Skins fans have felt
cornerback
for a long time.
Yeah, it's just it, to me it feels like Frankenstein. You took a whole bunch of parts,
yeah,
a whole bunch of pieces, and you put it together.
You mean the Orlando Magic?
Yes, just like that.
We're just gonna take
the
best parts.
You mean
the
Miami Heat?
Miami Heat. Dang it! I knew it was one of the two. I hate the NBA.
You're like 50-50.
Yeah. I've got a 50-50 proposition.
Yes, you take a whole bunch of pieces and you put it together, and you hope that you don't come up with a spider goulash.
And you hope that what you make instead is a jambalaya that is spicy and hot.
I'm thinking the spider goulash is what was
spider
is coming up.
Goulash.
Yes.
Well, I tell you, this team.
That's from Bugs Bunny, by the way.
Okay. I remember that episode. Yes, I do.
There is a rabbit loose in the castle. Return him to me.
Oh, that's the one with the creature
reward
with all the hair.
You. Yeah, yeah, that's the
yeah,
one.
Yeah, no,
and
I know which one.
I shall reward you with a spider goulash.
Very
and
nice.
He goes looking, going for Bugs Bunny. One of my favorite Bugs Bunnies of all time, by the way.
We are still holding, I believe, to find out about Santana Moss and a possible suspension. Is that correct?
I don't know if anything's coming. I don't know if anything's coming of that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So definitely Moss needs to be in camp. You got Joey Galloway that they brought over from, I think, most recently Miami. Is he in? I don't know. You know, the Joey Galloway train, you got to have a scorecard to keep up with where he's playing.
Galloway has been a journeyman.
A well-traveled player.
Yes. Do you want
16 years in the league. Tell
Seattle,
me all the clubs he's played with.
Dallas, Tampa Bay, New England, Pittsburgh, and now the Washington Redskins.
Okay, so he never was in Miami. That's right. He was with the Steelers last year. And was largely ineffective. I mean, I don't know that if he got a chance, if they threw him the ball a lot or what.
I don't think he ever got into a game.
Oh, well, there's
with the Steelers.
So was he just kind of hanging around as loose change? Was he on the practice squad?
He started the season with the Patriots.
Okay.
And then he went over to Pittsburgh, and I think it was only with the Steelers for like the last three or four games.
You put the tab away that had his things. Why did you do that?
Because
I was interested in looking him up.
Okay, well, look
I wanted
him up.
To know about him. I was interested in that.
Well, you don't have to get all mad.
I'm not mad. I'm whiny. There's a huge difference.
Okay,
dang.
Whiny,
now I'm mad.
Your whiny sounds mad.
But it's not. But that's what everyone tells me. So he got into a few games with the Patriots.
With the Patriots, right? He had seven
catches. Before he was sent on his way to the Steelers.
Yeah, seven catches as a Patriot.
And so the last time he had significant playing time was with the Bucs.
Yes.
In 2004, 2005, 2006, 2007.
In 2008.
Those were his really super productive days with the Bucs.
In 2008, he was hurt.
And with the Cowboys, he had some pretty good years as well.
Decent.
Well, reasonable. And not by today's Cowboys standards,
for what the Cowboys gave up for Joey Galloway, it was nothing.
Okay.
Yeah.
And for the Cowboys today, it's nothing. But for the Cowboys back then,
oh yeah, it was very acceptable.
Very acceptable back then, just like Roy Williams would have been acceptable back then. But this is today, and I'm sorry, that will not do, sir.
Yes, 600 yards is not acceptable from your wide receiver.
No, you're looking for a lot more than that. So what do we got here? We got Chris Cooley at tight end. Like Chris Cooley a lot.
Yes. I still don't know what and here's the thing. They brought in so many people at the running back position to fight
Clinton Portis. Grandmama was brought in, remember? Fast was brought in.
Yes,
Willie Parker.
I mean, it's a hodgepodge. They drafted. You want the hot jambalaya, but you're getting spider goulash. And that's my story. I'm sticking to it.
The Redskins, they got to show you something. So, we're hoping that he's going to see more than two games this year in his sophomore season in the league.
All-terrain.
They hope he's an all-terrain vehicle. That'd be awesome for them if they could find a great running game. But I tell you, they have not been the same team since losing some of their key components. So, it'll be interesting. But I think McNabb alone makes this such a better team, Steven. They have a reasonable offensive line, and they just got to keep, because look, Donovan is not a young man anymore, and I know I frequently speak incorrectly about people's age, but trust me on this one.
Oh, McNabb's,
he's 12 years in the league. That makes you older, okay? He's just like 9 years younger than me.
I believe he is 33 or going to be 33, so right in there.
76 was his birthday. He's 30. He'll be 34. Yeah. So there you go. Albert Haynesworth running the 3-4. It's funny, CBS has him at right defensive end and not at the nose tackle.
Okay.
Shanny's going to see to it that he plays a lot of nose tackle, at least in the preseason, just to teach him a lesson and tell him what's what. But this is a brand new defense that they're installing here, and it's going to be interesting to see how it works. I think one of their Carlos Rogers at left corner, and then D'Angelo Hall at the right corner. They've got a huge that's a strong position for them. They were really good against the pass last year. They were eighth against the pass, and that's part of the reason why is their secondary is pretty good. Even though what's his name moved on, I can't remember his name, so I won't even go there. But Laron Landry in safety, and was it Kevin Moore?
I mean, there's some names there that have been, you know, pretty solid. Laron Landry came in and was pretty spectacular on the defensive side of the ball for the Redskins. But it's a wait and see. I want to see him in some preseason games. I think
we're going to know pretty quickly if Shanny's able to pull this off. He was out of the league a long time, but he never rested. I mean, the guy was looking at game film every freaking week.
Yeah, I think that you can't come in 1 year and expect a miracle turnaround.
Okay, you can't come in 1 year and expect a miracle, but can you expect an improvement off of 4-12?
Well, absolutely. Look, and give me the numbers.
They get the Rams.
Give me the numbers.
They were 4-12 last year.
No, yeah, I want their. They were 27th rushing and 16th passing. Based on the names that you gave me at the running back position, I don't think they can improve for 27th in the league rushing. They might move up maybe 20th, but they're not going to get any higher than middle of the pack rushing the ball.
Right.
They're going to have to be a lot better passing.
Well, and they are. They are. Okay, Jason Campbell was not the problem on this team.
Yes.
But they've gone to a Hall of Fame.
I understand that with Donovan McNabb, but who's going to throw the rock to?
Well, I think, again, I like their play at Chris Cooley at tight end. I think is fantastic.
Okay.
Santana Moss, I think, is good.
Mm.
And Malcolm Kelly is okay. He made some big plays in the past. I remember watching some big plays he made.
All right.
Galloway has had his days in the past, but I think he's on the older side of old. Devin Thomas, they're going to have in the slot. So I don't know. We're going to have to see people step up. We're going to have to see, I think, much more of a West Coast offense, which is what Shanahan generally runs anyways. You're not going to see deep, deep threats, okay? Santana Moss is the only thing resembling a deep threat that they've got.
They will improve from 4-12, but only slightly better to like maybe 6 wins.
Okay, and those 6 wins, we got the Rams. That's a piece of cake. We got the Bears, the Lions, the Bucks, maybe, and the Jags, maybe. That's a tough schedule.
That's
it is
five,
hard being in a very competitive division. They've got Green Bay.
Six. I'm telling you, six wins.
Somewhere they're gonna beat Houston, is what you're saying.
That's not what I'm saying.
Well, where are they gonna get them from? I got Tampa Bay, Jacksonville.
They'll split with Philly. Play with Philly. Look at the Rams. Look at the Bears. Look at the Lions.
I agree. Now, are you counting?
They got the Bucks. Like,
okay, you're at like 5.
Okay.
And where's the 6th?
Maybe the Jags. Or maybe they split with the Giants.
No, they're not splitting with the Giants.
They might.
They might. Because division games,
they
you
beat
can
the
never,
Giants last
tell.
Year
then
when
you,
they were
then
awful.
You got to say maybe they'll split with the Cowboys then.
They always play the Cowboys tough,
right.
But as of late, they haven't been able to get the W.
No, they haven't.
They've just been close games.
But historically, your division opponents you split with.
Yes.
So, I don't know. No Clinton Portis. And I don't know where this team's going. I do not know. We'll see. I'm glad that the Haynesworth ordeal is over with so that they can focus exclusively
on football. Is it really over,
football?
Though? He passed his test. He's practicing. Is it over?
It's
is
going
it
to gonna be...
get ugly when he is told, this is where you're playing?
I don't think...
Oh, my knees. My knee, I don't feel good. But there's nothing wrong with your knee. We did an MRI. It looks good.
Well,
no,
what
but
that
I,
showed was there was
the
no structural
you don't
damage.
Feel the pain.
Right.
There's pain there.
The MRI just showed that there was no structural damage.
Yes.
And it's.
I think it's going to be very, very interesting season for the Washington Redskins, only because they've got a whole bunch of new pieces, and it's going to take a while to get them all to mesh. When they mesh, they might be dangerous.
Yeah.
I still think they need a wide receiver, a significant wide receiver presence. Because although Santana Moss is clutch when he needs to be, he can't carry your team. And their running game, as you could, as you saw the numbers from last season, is a joke.
Yeah. No, 27 is as close to 32 as you care to come. You don't want to get any lower than that. So that's what I've got them. I really have got them probably at 5 wins. Steven says 6. I don't know how they get the 6, frankly. It's going to be a transition time, and I trust Shanahan, and I trust their ability to draft well, and I trust their ability to develop players and things. The Haynesworth thing, I don't think will be any more an issue than it was with his former team, where he was sometimes in, sometimes not in. You know, that's just the way it's always been with Haynesworth. So you get what you paid for. Well, no, that's actually just the opposite. You don't get what you paid for, but you should get what you should have paid for. That's
all
a new
right.
Jeffism.
There you go.
You should get what you should have paid for. And with that,
you should
Steven,
get what you should have paid for.
That's right. You
well,
will
that does
get
it for the East. So we like the Cowboys to win the division, possibly again.
Yes, certainly. The Giants will make a noble attempt to contend.
Eagles struggle.
Eagles
Redskins.
Struggle. Redskins better than the Eagles.
Really? Well, you think that? I don't think the Eagles are as bad as you're making them out to be. But I don't think they're going to be as formidable as they once were.
All right. That is what we've got for you. I'm
all
looking
right.
for last-minute news just to make sure that there's nothing that's broken as far as breaking news. Nothing broken, and I don't see it here.
What's broken? Let's see.
We've got some Fred Taylor is taking the first team reps for
the Patriots.
That's
a nice picture of the boys up in Canton. Look at that.
Oh, look at all the guys in their yellow jackets. I've been recording this, so I'm looking forward to watching the Hall of Fame ceremony that I've been recording. AP revealed that the leg tightness keeping him out of practice this week was a strained left hammy. Ooh! Hammies, friends, for those who have never had a hamstring injury.
Yeah. You know what that is, though, right?
What, that's him not wanting to practice?
It's his Brett Favre, I don't want to be in training camp.
Oh, he did do some of that last year, didn't he? He did do some of that. That is what he's doing. Because you know what about hammies? That you cannot prove that someone's hammy is hurt.
That's right.
You can't prove it. Unlike a knee, which you can actually see swelling and redness and stuff, a hammy, it's invisible. I mean, if it's a visible hammy strain, you're black
else.
And blue and purple, and you've really jacked it up.
Yeah,
but a minor hammy strain, there's nothing you can prove. I love this. Jets coach Rex Ryan.
I used to fake hammies to get out of practice.
Don't need to admit that.
What? It was a long time ago. I was a kid.
It's a personality defect.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay.
And it could carry into adulthood.
Apparently, I have a personality defect.
I'm just saying.
You know what? I'm going to fake not being able to talk so we can end the show.
So you won't say is all? Because I hung it twice. I'm just saying. And you're just leaving me hanging there.
It's...
All right.
Colors of the... can you ever hear the...
That was a funny scene for my daughter's musical where a girl's trying to sing Colors of the
and
Wind.
She kept coughing up noogies and stuff.
That was gross.
It was, but she was really cute, and she pulled it off.
I want us to go out with a little bit of Boston.
What?
Oh, feels all right.
I don't. Yeah,
I ain't joking.
I just, it's Boston. Whatever.
Come on,
yeah, Boston.
Greatest album of all time.
Anything that has to do with Boston, I just want to smash it.
Okay, and
Patriots, Celtics, Red Sox, Boston.
The band.
Even the band.
Even the band.
Oh.
Okay, I'm going to the official on the floor here, and the official says,
after review, the ruling on the field stands.
We're out of time.
We are out of time. It's been Steven Miranda.
Jeff Ellis.
Make sure if you're a show donor, go out and catch the video. It was fun.
It's a lot of fun. Get on Facebook because I'll be posting multiple times a day from Santa Clara and 49ers
camp.
That's
right. Niners camp will start tomorrow?
I'm going to be there for the 3 o'clock practice, man.
Wow, 3 o'clock practice. I'm looking forward to that. And fantasy football drafts have started. If you're in the league, go check your email. Make sure you've claimed your team.
Do
drafts
a mock
are starting.
Draft.
Do
a
couple.
Mock draft.
Yeah, so you can see what that is. I got 2 spots in a secret league. You know what that is all about. Go ahead and shoot me some emails. And ffbuddy.com still, if you need cheats for your cheat sheets for your, you know, because you just, because like Jeff here, he just doesn't want to go and get all of the stats and stuff. So I just do it for him. That's what I've done.
I actually just use my brain. I'm doing this long enough now. I'm quite comfortable drafting on my own.
There you go. Well, see, there you go. He's quite comfortable drafting on his own.
So. I am comfortable in a draft.
So you didn't use my sheet at all?
Not really. Okay. I looked at it, though, thoroughly. Okay. I thought it was very well done, but didn't really refer to it.
All right. There you go.
I stayed within myself. I was confident, and yes. I had good drafts. Man, I had good drafts.
Well, you didn't look at my sheet that closely because I would have told you to stay away from Ryan Grant. Anyways, it's been Steven Miranda.
Hey now, that wasn't
very nice.
It's
been Steven Miranda.
That was not very nice. How about taking Chris Chambers in the 16th round?
It's been Steven Miranda.
And Jeff Ellis, we already did this.
For NFL Rants.
Great Raids. Coup.
Coup?
Coup d'etat. Early Doucette in the 13th round.